Well, first of all, who's Big Amy? I mean, seriously, get real.
If you are a man, do not hang up.
I'm not playing no fucking games, dude.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us stupid crying. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Get my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Do what?
Please hold a moment. Autobody.
Autobody, this is Jessica.
Yeah, I see you got this job here, Jessica.
I'm sorry?
I see you got this job posted here. This job.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I like to touch the parts in the car and make it go.
Okay, you're interested in applying for the position?
To touch the parts, the different parts on the car and make it go when it doesn't go. Make it go again.
Okay. Can I have your first and last name?
Yeah, my first name is Ruben. Last name is Applause.
Applause?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and have you sent a resume or an application in yet?
Well, I'm calling because it says to call.
Hmm. Okay.
So
if you have a resume...
I accept your job offer. What hours will I be coming in?
Okay, give me one moment.
Okay, honey.
Please visit our shop for details.
Okay, Ruben, you're going to have to send in a resume, and then we'll give you a call to schedule an interview.
Oh, so what was the phone call for?
I'm not really sure. I didn't personally put the ad in.
Yeah, I know, but why would... I mean, I don't understand what the phone call is for, because that's what it says in the machine.
On the machine?
Mm-hmm.
Your computer?
The machine. I'm using the machine to see the big ad and make it really, really big.
Okay,
it says positions available: frame tech, body tech, fire truck / RV repair tech, mobile glass tech, parts manager, detailer, AC shop, health and retirement. Apply at, and it has your email address. Oh, Bob, I'm calling for Bob. Bob called me and left me a message. I need to talk to Bob.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay, give me one moment.
Yeah, he's got a big ass on him. I'll tell you what.
I'm sorry, what was that?
He's nothing. It's none of your business. Can you put him on, please? He told me to call back.
Please visit our shop for details.
Oh, it's Bob?
Please hold a moment.
Hey, Big Bob, how you doing?
Pickle will look and drop.
Oh, good. I was calling on another line because it was taking way too long. I'm calling you back for that job offer. I do accept the offer. When did you want me to start?
Well, you'd have to go through an interview process first.
Well, you already made me an offer.
No, you'd have to go through an interview process.
Why?
Who made you an offer?
You did. Hello? Sir? Sir?
Yeah, when?
You did. This morning.
Me specifically.
It said, the guy said, hey, this is Big Bob, I'm calling from the auto body, you responded to the ad, and we got your resume, and we want you to start immediately. He said that I had to wear a nice shirt for the first day.
No, I'm pretty sure that never happened.
Shit, motherfucker. Fuck. All right, so I'm just trying to, like, get, this is what I do, like, when I look for work, I get sneaky. And I lie a little bit up front, you know, to try to get in. So anyway, my name is Ruben Cross, and I'm a really good auto body mechanic, and I wanted to get straight to you, let you know I'm going to be sending you my resume. And I just wanted to impress you with my social networking skills to get in to talk to you, you know. That's how bad I want this job, and that's how good I am. Wow.
Good afternoon. Auction, this is Amelia.
Yes, hello, I'm calling back Miss...
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Ruben Cross. She left me a message.
Hold on just a moment.
Back here.
Hi,
I'm calling you back regarding the job that you had, the bookkeeper, administrative assistant.
Okay, I don't think I called you.
You didn't. I just performed social engineering in an effort to get straight through to you to let you know that I'm really interested in the job, and this
okay.
is these are the lengths that I'll go to get through, to get the job. I'm desperate. I'm desperate.
Right.
I'm so fucking desperate that I decided to, you know, get in there a little bit more until, come on, you really need to look at my fucking resume.
Well, I don't think that lying is a good way to get your foot in the door, do you?
It's not. I didn't lie. I asked for you. That's all.
You said you were calling me back, but I didn't call you.
Well,
if you're interested in the position, you can send me.
You placed a public ad in the public free newspaper, and it's
with an email address and a mailing address.
Exactly.
And the name of your organization.
Clear in the domain name of the email address. I'm smart. I love this idea. Let's see if I can keep doing it. It's easy to do. They got an email in there. You take their domain name, and it comes up with their website 9 times out of 10. And they usually have a contact phone number for the fucking company. And I consider you putting an ad in the paper a call out, and I'm calling back. Right? You know the saying, you don't always, if you're in a store and the customers leaving, you don't always have to say please come again. You can say please call again. It's old, it's more British sounding, but it's legit. Fucker. Right. I got this other company's phone number. The ad is for an administrative or marketing assistant, so obviously I'd have to be gay for them to take me seriously as a man going for this job. And all they provided was an email address, no phone number, no instructions to call. You have to send your email, your resume, email a cover letter, and a resume. Well, I'm not going to do that. Because the email address has the first initial and last name.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm calling Miss back. My name is Cross.
Okay, just a moment.
Thank you.
He's not answering. Would you like his voicemail?
No, I'll hold.
I don't think he's at his desk right now.
Yeah, well, I can hold until he's back, or you can transfer me to where he's at or something. I can hold.
Okay, I can transfer you to his voicemail, but I don't know when he'll be back.
No, but just put me on hold for a little while, you know? Maybe he'll come back.
Okay, sure.
Thank you for holding. We look forward to talking with you soon. Please hold on.
We'll I'll just call another one in the meantime. Maybe he'll be like, okay, fine, put him on. I'll get him off the line. I got one here, but it doesn't have an email with a name in it. That makes it a little harder. It's when they have a name in the email that they put that works out great. Aha, here's one that does. This is for a body shop place. Eh, maybe not. Here's one that's, they gave a fax number and an email address. It has the name, the full name. It's for Clerical, National Collections Law Firm. Experience with Microsoft Word and Excel is required. They offer excellent compensation package, including paid medical benefits and dental coverage. Please fax your resume and include your salary requirements. Or email to schedule a confidential interview. Oh, it does say you may call. You may call. So this is a public publicized number machine. Well, let's call them then.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Yes. He's still not back at his desk. Would you like his voicemail?
I'm calling him on a different number right now. Can you hold to see if this is him? And then I can let you go.
Good afternoon. Law office may help you.
Yeah, hi. I'm calling to speak with Amy.
This is Amy speaking.
Hey, Big Amy. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, man. Not too good. I got my blood results back today from the doctor's office. And they found... I guess I'm a little anemic because my iron count was really low and they couldn't figure out why. So they're going to have to put me on an iron supplement. Hello? Amy? Amy, I know you're there. Please, Amy, hello? Oh, man. She was still there. Let's call back. Hello? Hello?
You do realize we have caller ID, correct?
Yeah, well, why? I mean, what's the problem? You put an ad in the paper and
Well, first of all, who's Big Amy? I mean, seriously, get real.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I
recognize your voice, and I remember you from before. What do you want?
I was calling about this clerical position.
Obviously, you need a job.
Hey, why are you being like that?
You need to find yourself a life.
Why are you being like that? I've been trying to find a job for 2 years now.
Well, you're not going to find one like that. How about that?
You think that's what the problem
Big
is?
Big Amy, and you're calling and telling me about your blood work?
But you asked how I'm doing, and I said, well, not that good. I was just explaining.
Yeah, well, you greeted me with Big Amy. Let me tell you something.
Do you like Chipotle?
If I were you, I wouldn't call back here.
Why? Come on. Seriously? I mean, how am I supposed... I think I remember that chick now. She's the one I called 2 weeks in a row. And I remember the second time she's like, Cross, look, listen. No, Eddie. She's like, Eddie, listen. Oh my god. I have no idea how to find that now. But that one was a good one. I remember her. She still remembers me. I must have called her Big Amy. I'm sure I called her Big Amy. Damn, this place is like a revolving door with their jobs. I'll call her back another week and try to be nice to her. Damn. I must call her like every time there's a fucking daytime show. My goodness. Okay. Let's keep looking here. Looking in the paper. We're making in the paper machine. We have one for collections here. Let's call them. Their number is public, as is their fax number and the email address of the woman who has her full name in it. I'm so desperate. If you think this is crazy, imagine how good I am in working for you.
At the sound of the phone.
Yeah, no answer. I like it better when I sneak it in, a little sneaky sneaky. That's the new shit right now. That's the hot shit now. This one has no name. No name. This one has an email and a Comcast address. Doesn't really help. This one says call. I'm just looking for more that I can kind of social engineer a little bit. Let's see. This one has a number. I'm going to go through these again. I'm not just throwing these away that have numbers, for God's sake. I'm just looking for one. What I'm looking for is no phone number, but an email address with, you know, that I can deduce what the name is. And the name of the business in the domain name works. Here's one that has... They have a phone number posted. It's for a counter salesperson. All right, let's try that. We'll call that a while. I'm from Pennsylvania. I say a while for everything. So I'm stupid. There's another call. There's a lot of calls. Oh, that's the custodian one. I'm really looking for Matt. Matt is my boy when it comes to daytime shows. He makes them so fun. So I know Legend already called, tried to get his attention. I would like Matt here with me, goddammit. There's a delivery driver with a phone number, good.
Good afternoon, afternoon. Thank you for calling. This is Joy. How may I direct your call?
Hi, Joy. I'm calling back, Miss.
He's currently not available.
Yeah, well, he called me. He left me a message, so I need to kind of...
Okay, he just stepped out for a few minutes. Did you want to leave him a voicemail?
Can I hold? I'll hold.
Well, I'm not sure when he'll be back. It'll be a few minutes, so I can put you through to his voicemail.
Well, I'm pretty sure he's there, but he's just saying that he doesn't want to take the call. Is that what's going on?
No.
Just be honest with me. If that's what it is, then I'll leave a message. But if he's just stepped out, then I'll try to drag this out for a little bit until he comes back and maybe even ask you to put me on hold for a few minutes to see if he comes, you know?
Well, who's calling?
My name's Cross.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Cross.
Okay, and what's it in reference to?
He called me back. He left me a message, said to call him back as soon as possible, that it was urgent, so...
And what's the name of your company?
Cross International.
Okay, well, he currently is out to lunch. Did you want to leave him a voicemail?
Where did he go?
Sir, I don't know.
I'll tell you this. Here's what you can do. Hit conference, dial his cell phone, and conference again. It should put us all three together to see if he's available.
What is this in reference to?
I don't know. I mean, it could be on a multitude of things, but we have a service level agreement with you guys. We have to get this, we have to speak to whoever places the call with us within 60 minutes or we get dinged. I get dinged on my job, on my evaluation, and we get charged a fee by you guys eventually. We end up charging less, I mean, I could get
in trouble. How do you spell the name of your company?
Cross International, Cross.
Okay, and what is your first name?
Cross. My name is Cross.
Hold on, let me put you back to service. Just one moment.
Okay.
Are you still there, sir?
Hi, honey.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, honey. Hi. Hello?
Who is this?
Oh, hi. I was holding for Mr.
And who's calling?
I'm Cross from Cross International. He placed a service ticket with us, and we have a 60-minute turnaround service level agreement with you guys.
Just one moment.
Okay.
Service, this is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan. I'm calling regarding this job that you have posted.
Okay.
Yeah, so I know normally I would just, ask some basic information and send my resume, such like that. But I wanted to show how much of a motivated individual machine I am. And that I'll go to any length to get a sale, to get something taken care of, to get resolution machines. So that's why I decided to manipulate the young woman there in order to get through to as close as I could to the gentleman who's in charge of making the hiring decision. And is that you?
I'm involved in it.
Oh, good. So hopefully you're seeing that I'm really into, people skills and being really good at manipulation and, getting my way with people, and that I'm going to use that in your court. Those powers of mine will be at your disposal. But you can tell me, hey, there's this clique of certain group of workers here, and they're talking this, they're talking that, smack that trash. We need to bust that up. And I'll be like, hey, what's up? I'm with you guys. What's up? Let me know. And I'm like a mole the whole time. And I'll come back to you. And I'll tell you, yeah, they're saying this, they're going to unionize that, blah, blah, blah. I'll bust them up, That's the kind of alien. And I'll still do my job duties. But on the side, I'm like an undercover consultant to keep them in line. Because I'm management material, but I don't like, I don't like it. I like staying on the bottom where the metal meets the meat. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I work for management. I'm like management's secret pawn. That's just me. I'm the do boy, You keep me in the shit, basically, and I'll do whatever you want. I'll break up unionizations, and I'll hear the street beat on the rumors, and who are the ones that smoke pot, who are the ones that like to come in hungover. I'll find out all of that. I'll get you all of that. I'll write them all up. I'll get you a whole profile of the different cliques and stuff. If the black people have a clique, I'll find out.
Okay, and what position were you applying for?
I've got multiple skills. Let me go back and you see what happened was I had it here in the paper, and it was taking a while to get through, so I'm gonna have to get back to that. You don't know what page that was on, do you?
Actually, sir, I'm not sure what you're referencing.
It was an ad. It was an ad. I'm with Lyft, right?
Yes.
Counter salesperson. That's it. Yeah, because I used to do counter sales, sales to sales. You know, counter customer.
Okay.
Yeah, client, client to client.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll bust up all of that. I'll get all the drama for you. My name's Cross.
Okay, Cross. And the number that we would be able to contact you back at?
It's 628-2015.
I'm sorry, Cross. That was
628-2015.
Okay, and you're applying for the counter sales.
Yeah.
Now, have you submitted your resume or anything online?
I'm about to.
Okay.
Yo, who's Spiker? Who's the Spiker guy?
Larry Spiker's our branch manager.
Right. So I can work a lot with him. You think he'd be into using my skills like that? Like I'm saying, I'm being upfront. Look, I'm trying to be, you know, a sellout. I'm being an Uncle Tom here. I'm coming out saying, look, I'll do whatever. You know what I mean?
I don't think that would be necessary for the position. You know.
Well, you need that, right? You guys are that smart. You know, you need to get because these guys don't. You feel that the animals take over. You know. They'll run the company into the ground.
As far as that goes, that wouldn't apply to the position.
But I'm really working on the side.
Encourage
God.
You to apply.
God damn. Yeah, look, come on, man. Really. Hire me for that. I'll be, you know, a good counter salesperson, but I'll write you all the stuff up. But I'm just saying, you know, when shit starts going down, I need a heads up. If there's going to be this firing this or these days off problem that, you know, give me a heads up first. You're like, hey, what's up, Cross? You know, we're going to be letting some people go. Keep it quiet, but give me a, you know, you're going to be the one on the list who's the last to go. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Yeah, because I'm going to be the mole.
To our standard protocol is to, you know, put on the resume to the link. I'm not sure which source you're using as far as that goes. But follow the links as far as posting your resume, and then we go through standard protocol. And
yeah, but look, I'm just getting the feeling like you're telling me like you guys aren't interested in having me as a mole for between management and the workers, right?
That necessarily doesn't come into play with this role or within our company.
All right, yeah. So you're a weak company, and you guys are, you know, you don't have a handle on what you need to be having a handle on. Basically, is what you're telling me.
I'm not saying I wouldn't agree or disagree with you at this point, Cross. It just, yeah, you know, in reference to the job position, I would ask that you you know, apply for it, and we look at candidates and kind of go down the line as far as that goes.
Shit. Well, fuck yeah! I'll just go to the there's some shit in the fucking ad, and I'll fill that shit out. You know.
Okay.
And I'll go from there.
Okay, I appreciate you calling.
What was your name?
Ryan, R-Y-A-N.
R-Y, Ryan with a Y.
Ryan with an R. A lot of times people get it with a B, so it's Ryan.
Okay, yeah. All right, anyway, I got to go a while. You know what I mean? A while? Mm-hmm. I got to go a while.
Okay.
All right, you'll have a good day then.
Thanks for your call.
Bye then.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And, hey, look, I got another kind of one we can social engineer. This is for a utilization review coordinator, human resources. The company is a leading provider of drug and alcohol treatment programming. They're looking for a utilization review coordinator. Okay. And I have a phone number for them. Yeah, and... All they gave was a fax number for your resume and an email address with the last name. Ho, ho, ho! Yeah. So even better, being that it has a first initial and last name, I'm going to look, see if I can find someone on their staffing. See if they list their staff. About us, maybe? Sometimes? Nah, it doesn't really. Alright, we're going to be flying into the dark here with this one as far as gender. But I can get around that. I could just say, oh my goodness, I'm sorry. That's right, I'm sorry. And I'll say that. I'll say, I believe in miracles, don't you? La 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 la. I do know she's at the corporate office. Confirm that. There's a list of people there, but I don't see none of them, really. None of them match this name. Must be HR, I know. My guess is female. And women's like to be hiring.
Corporate office. Thank you for calling.
Oh, hey, hey, by the way, guys, this has really big no phone calls.
The following menu options is our
no, 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 I'm sorry, there's another one that has really big no
if
phone calls.
If you know your party's four-digit extension, please dial star followed by the extension now.
Please enter the first few characters of the person's last name or press the star key to return to the previous menu.
Aw, shit, dude, I don't have a numpad in front of me. Aw, man. Come on, man.
Thank you for calling Firetree Limited's corporate office.
I don't have numpads memorized. Let me see if I can find one somewhere. I gotta have one here next to me. Yes, I do have a numpad here. This old VoIP phone. So let's redial that. Dial one this time and see if I can translate things well. Because here's the shit. Numpads. Start, you know, or so on the phone or backwards, vertically, then the numpad on your keyboard, and that gets me too sometimes, guys. That gets me, guys. You know.
Please enter the first few characters of the person's last name, or press the star key to return to the previous menu.
Let me get this last name, G I A. So four.
To transfer to this extension, press pound. Or to return to the directory menu, press. Star.
Hit pound, of course. Why would it be one? Fucker. We need to start a movement. Hello? Is that Andrea?
Yes.
Hi, Andrea. I just wanted to let you know I snuck in, and I did some research to get through to you because I know you're involved in the hiring for the utilization review coordinator. And I feel like sneaking in and getting through to the, gets me through to you directly so I can get to the top of the pack. So I want you to make yourself a big sticky note, put it on your monitor there with my name because my fax is going to be coming through in the next few minutes with my standard, beautiful, perfect resume, and you're going to give me a call back for this job machine. I've got a bachelor's in business administration specialization in human resources.
Okay, unfortunately, that doesn't meet our qualifications.
What do you need then, motherfucker?
Excuse me?
What do you need then? I got a college degree. I got a four-year degree. I have more education than you do, probably. What do you need? What meets your qualifications? Woman? I'm sorry, I'm not a woman. If I gay myself out, can I get through?
Excuse me?
I'll be gay for pay.
I'm not going to be spoken like this.
Yeah, you want to whore me out? Fine. Because I'm not a gay... I oversold myself with my bachelor's in human resources. Shit! Wait a minute. It says the minimum qualifications are a bachelor's degree from an accredited college with a major in chemical dependence, psychology, social work, counseling, nursing. Fuck! If I read the fucking article, RTFA. Stupid, 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 stupid. Damn it. That one's on me, guys. That one's on me. I ruined it, and I can't call back. She's going to know my name, my voice. Read the fucking ad. That's why I read the ad out loud. I want y'all to know, when I do any show, especially these daytime shows, this daytime show, I literally just picked up my iPad and loaded the classified ads on my newspaper, the local newspaper's app here. That's all I did. It's free. I don't even have to pay for the paper. I don't have all this paper around. I don't get the newspaper. I used to read the newspaper daily. I was one of those guys. When I was in high school, when I was in middle school, I would bring the everyday sports section to school. 7th and 8th grade, I did that. I was always the go-to guy for the nights. You know, that was before internet and shit. You know what I mean? Like, you had to watch TV the morning before to get the night before sports scores and shit. Especially if some baseball games during playoff season and NBA games in playoff season. So I was always, everyone was like, oh, Carlos, sports section in our homeroom class. Class that we had where we just chilled for 30 minutes every morning. Got organized and got together. Never really did. We did some, peer-to-peer mentoring bullshit.
I think we might have, you know. You could get a little bit of tutoring if you wanted, shit like that. Every teacher had to do it. I think we called it focus class. Anyway, so yeah, newspaper. But the reason why I don't do a lot of these shows is like, all right, so if I want to do one, I need a newspaper, right? I got to go to fucking store to get the newspaper, the Sunday paper. And it's always the Sunday paper for the classifieds, right? And then it's thick as shit. It's always thick as shit. And I'm not going to sit there and read it because I get all my news online. So it's a pain in the ass. And what's been happening with me especially lately is I forget to get it on Sunday. And I'm like, Monday, I'm like, oh, yeah, I want to do a show, a daytime show. I don't have a paper, so I'll go to the convenience store around here and I'll ask them, hey, man, do you have any Sunday papers left from last night? And if they have any left, they might be able to give it to me. They'll give it to me for like 50 cents cheaper. Sometimes they're out. But that's what I do. But it's just a pain in the ass, all that fucking paper. Then I got to throw it away. It takes up a whole bunch of space in the trash can. If to recycle it, still another pain in the ass. It's just fuck it. But hey, anyway, what I'm trying to say is then I found out my newspaper here, the local one, has an app up for my iPad. And I loaded it, and it's basically the newspaper for free in a digital form, the entire newspaper. So I can write here on the classified ads. And it's cool. There's a button to highlight all the emails and phone numbers here, which makes it really cool. You know, the only problem is, since it's on the iPad, I have to type it all out when I call, but it's not that big of a deal. Anyway, I'm just trying to say this is awesome, and now, you know, like, watch. I got my old iPad back. I had stepped on my iPad Air 2 a few months ago when I was still in a boot. A boot? I was still wearing a boot on my left ankle. My left leg for my left ankle because I had an ankle fusion surgery. I had a really hard time with this ankle. It's going to be 2 years now in the next 2 months or so. But yeah, I stepped on the iPad, didn't feel it because it was under my boot and cracked it like a motherfucker. Finally got it replaced here about a week and a half ago. And I love this thing. I love having it again, and especially now, like, I've just got this app, like, right in front of me. I get it blown up really big. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. Let's get to some more of these. Did Matt ever show up? There's no Matt. What about Brad? Brad would be awesome, because Matt likes to do daytime shows with Brad. I think he's still out cold right now. It's 9:30 a.m. where he's out, and he's yellow on Skype. Hang on, let me hit him up. Hey, man. Join me for a daytime show, mother bitch. There we go. So if you have contact with Brad, RBCP machine, let him know that I'm looking for him to get on with me. And stop being a turtle. Here's another one with a first initial, last name, and the email address. We have their domain name and a fax number. They did not give a phone number at all. Good. And I got to go back to, there's one that says no phone calls, really big in bold text in all caps. So let's call him. But let's try this one first. This is for Jangolo. Horrible domain name, by the way. Looks like it's an NGO. We got their phone number, their main number. Good, good, good. Let me see if there's an about us with staff. Okay. Well, we got a name. I'll go with it's a man. They're looking for a full-time permanency specialist. The fuck is that? To work out of our office, the position will require travel between several counties. Individuals who are organized, possess excellent writing skills, and are knowledgeable with the Adoption and Permanency Network are encouraged to apply. Previous adoption experience is preferred. A bachelor's in social work or related field required. If interested, please send resume to. And actually, we have a name. They just didn't give a phone number. She gave her name. So it's a female. Alright, so what can you get a bachelor's in social work? And let's find out the correct bachelor's in social... I don't think it's a bachelor's in social work. Let's see. Hmm. bachelor's degree in social work there is. It's a BASW, I guess. Bachelor of Social Work. Bachelor of Social Work. Okay, that's what we'll call it. Here we go. Wish me luck. All this setup. This is daytime shows. I chop these the hell up, really. Usually there's all this talking that I'm doing now probably won't even be on the podcast. Just straight up calls. I just love the opportunity to bug people. And hey, if you got a Sunday paper lying around and you see a classified ad with some phone numbers or things you think I could call, hey, hit me up in
IRC.
Thank
you for calling. You've reached the administrative office. Please note that our phone options have changed.
Bitch.
Unavailable. Please leave your message after the tone.
Zero.
When done, hang up or press the pound key.
Zero, 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 zero. Zero.
Thank you. Goodbye.
That's going to be a great voicemail she gets. Zero! Zero! They'll probably freak out because it's a social work person. They think it's a crazy person. It was a client of theirs. Zero!
Thank
it's probably some
family.
Dude. Who's that guy that screams about zero all the time? Oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, he just called and he's saying zero, zero. We got to get him fucking Baker acted. Whatever the Pennsylvania term for it is. Where they forced a 72-hour evaluation. What they did to the dead. No, nothing. Come on, man. Don't be busy, man. What I gotta do is try to get the fucking dialing right for the name. Because I had the wrong name.
Thank you for calling.
So we need A-N-G.
Welcome to the directory. Please enter the first three or
two,
more letters of the
part. 2-6-4.
I'm sorry. There is no entry matching the keys you have entered. I'm sorry. There is no entry matching the keys you have entered.
Fuck!
Sorry you're having problems. We are now transferring you out of the company directory. Please hold on for further assistance.
Okay. Well, at least it didn't hang up on me. A lot of those phone trees do at that point. This is appreciated. Anyway, what I want to get to is that there needs to be a movement, and we should maybe try starting this. Or the PLA, you know, us all together. Oh, my God.
Please leave your message after the
fuck you. Anyway, a movement for a standard people to adopt standardization in the phone tree options as far as it comes to, like, when you get to the point where you leave a message. Let's always make it 1 to leave the message, 2 to this, 3 to that. You know what I mean? Or if you want, you know, that's, is there a way we could get some kind of standardization? Because it's ridiculous. Here's what I hypothesize. I believe that the productivity for a lot of jobs, that especially the ones that require a lot of phone calling, back and forth, confirmations, leaving messages, stuff of that nature, we could improve the productivity of a lot of office workers in the country if we pushed for a standardization for things like phone trees and stuff like that. I guess, I mean, I don't know, it's no, we had to be voluntarily, but if, like, when you called and it said, you know, it said, hi, thank you for calling Cross International, we support Phone Tree USA, or whatever we call it, so from right there, you're like, all right, if I need to get through to someone, I can hit zero and get through all the time, right, or when I get to the point where I'm leaving a message, I can always hit pound to end, and one to just send it, you know what I mean, guys, so standardization would be great. One thing that pisses me off is, like, when you hear a voice, like I said, you know, leave your message after the tone, but it's an automated voice. But when it's the same voice being used, but it's longer with different options at the end, I'm not describing it well, but that just gets me too. When you're used to that, this voice telling you to leave a message after the tone, press pound when you're done. You know, and you're getting ready to for that beep after it says pound when you're done, and there's a pause, and then it goes press 9 to re-record. You know, when it's already telling you other options, you're like, fuck, just get to the beep. Does that maybe you guys understand that? Someone please tell me you know what I'm talking about. Elkie sending me numbers. Thank you, Elkie. I'll get to those in a second. Let me keep going through the newspaper here, but thank you, Elkie. Unless, are those ads also? Let me burn. I had a lot of numbers in this one. And the people here are stupid that live here. I'm not going to live here much longer. I'm going to be moving out of this area hopefully soon, because there's a lot of mouth breathers up in this motherfucker. Let's call custodial positions. That's all I got for that. Second shift custodians. Let's clean the shit out of the toilet. Hope you're all enjoying the show this morning. Hope you're all having a nice beginning to your week and a nice day. Hope you guys enjoyed your weekends and didn't drink too much and didn't get in car accidents. Sorry I didn't make it last night. There's a story to that, but it's private. But it was good. Good story. Nothing bad happened last night. I just was like, fuck it.
How can I help you?
Hey, how you doing, honey? I see you got a custodial position.
I do have a custodial position available.
Yeah, do I get to wear gloves when I clean the shit out of the toilet?
Listen.
My name is Cross. I'm calling about the custodial job, second shift.
All right.
What time does second shift get off? I work third, one place. Maybe I come in second shift and clean the shit out of the toilet. You know, mop the floors, you know? Mop the piss up from the floors and the toilet paper.
Okay,
and the shit.
Talk to me right. I don't know who you are.
Cross. My name's Cross, and I'm just really curious. I see you got some benefits packages offered.
Yes, we do.
Okay, what does that include?
You know, it includes dental, optical, medical.
How much?
A 401k plan.
How much is medical and dental?
It depends on what program you choose.
Which ones do you have? Do you have a PPO, HMO, both? What do you have exactly?
Yes, we have them.
Okay, which is the cheapest monthly?
You would, once you're available for it, once you're here after your 90 days, then you would choose your package. And it depends on what you choose.
Well, okay. So I'm telling you, I'm choosing the one that has the highest monthly deduction, you know, or paycheck deduction from my paycheck, and has the lowest copays. Which is that one?
I can't give you that information.
Well, why would I try? Why would you say that you have benefits packages offered, leave a phone number for more information, put me in a position where I need to choose if this I want this job depending on the benefits? That's very important to me. So what?
I'm sure it is very important.
So what are the benefits? You're telling me you have medical. Okay, good. What kind of medical? How much is the cost? Right, what's my copay? What's
calm down, because I'm not going to continue this conversation if you continue getting upset.
What's the pharmacy copay for generic?
It could be anywhere from $100 to $300, depending on if you're a single or if you're married. If you have
I'm single.
Or if you don't.
Single, no and, dependents.
You know, so I cannot give you that.
Single, no dependents. Come on, you have a paper there that has a chart. Says, if you're single, no dependents, you pay this much.
Don't.
Yes, it does. Come on, man.
All right.
Come on. You have the benefits info. You can tell.
Thank you so much for calling. Now, if you'd like to apply for the position,
bullshit.
You can come to...
Bullshit! Bullshit!
Okay, thank you so much for calling.
All right, bye, bullshit, you.
Okay.
Bye. She can give me that information. Come on, guys, really. What am I asking for? What's, you know, this is all the information they give you as a new hire. This isn't private information. What am I, if I got a job right now, and I'm saying, I would love to be the second shift janitor, but I pay $150 a month for my deductible for medical now. I will jump ship to this place depending on what their monthly deductible is. I'm a single man, non-smoker, no dependents. What's wrong with telling me what that's going to be? I need that. To quote Uncle John, I need that. All right, let's continue. God damn, Carlos is on fire. Carlito. You guys don't know who Carlos is. Here's a carpenter job. I'm just picking these at random now because fuck. Carpenter job. Seasoned lead and or floor. All right, let's call about seasoning lead. How you season that lead? Yeah, I seasoned it, man. You cut the lead down and you got to let it dry for like a good 6 months to season the lead. It's got to be seasoned.
Instruction, Connie speaking.
Hey, Connie. I'm calling about this seasoned lead.
I'm sorry?
Carpenter wanted for seasoned lead. Seasoned lead?
How about lead?
Well, I work. I'm a lead worker. You know, plumbing, construction, carpentry, and I do all the carpentry work, and then the lead. You know, I work with seasoned lead, lead that's been seasoned.
Okay.
When you cut down the lead tree, you cut down a lead tree. You can't just start working with the lead immediately. You have to let it season. It's just like wood. That's why the carpenters do both of this work. You have to season your wood, right? And you just have to season your lead. I know exactly how that works.
Okay, honey, but
because if I try to connect the toilet with lead that wasn't seasoned, if I just cut down a lead tree in the backyard and use it to make pipes for the toilet, the shit's gonna get all over the place. The shit in the water and the piss and everything, because it's not seasoned. It's gonna buckle because it still has moisture in there, natural moisture. You gotta season it just like you would the wood. You can't use no new wood to, you know, construction with. You can't do that. I won't work like that, you know?
Okay. I'm not advertising for a lead worker. I'm looking for a lead carpenter.
You don't think I could do that?
I don't know. I don't know what your skill sets are. You're more than welcome to come in and fill out an application.
I work with my hands, carpentry. I got nails and a hammer. I got a hammer.
Sweetheart, I'm not the one that makes that determination.
All right.
You need to come in and fill out an application for me for it so it can be reviewed.
Oh, what do you do? Are you just the girl that answers the phone?
I am yes.
Oh, okay, honey. So I'll see you a lot, right? I'll come in and get my wood and my lead, and I'll see you. Like, hey, I got some lead here for you. Oh, like that, you know, and I'll point into my crotch and go back and forth a little bit. Just like a joke, like a joke. like Moneypenny and James Bond. I haven't seen Spectre yet because it's not available on torrent. So if anyone out there sees a torrent, a magnet link that I can use for Spectre, James Bond, let me know. Let me know. Drop me a line. Because I like to see that. I need that. We got the milk people. I pass that place on my way to work every day. I don't know if I want to call them. They're silly. Let's try to call Amy back. Let's try to call Amy back at that clerical position. Hang on. That shit was funny. It's been a while. She's the one that got really mad. Nope. I used the wrong TLD. Let's try that .com. Yeah, I found it. Yeah. Oh, no, wait, I can't call Amy. She's the one that... Okay, remember she said... She would not call back if she was me. Alright, I'm gonna call her back and talk to her and be nice. She's probably gonna be a bitch to me. She's gonna be like, get the fuck off the phone, you know, I suggest you don't call back. I'm gonna say, hey look, I'm not gonna call you back. You seem like a cool person. I remember last time I called you was kind of funny, but I'm not going to bother you anymore. I'm sorry for... She's got a minute. She kind of laughs about it, right?
Please leave a message for Amy to speak.
She won't answer. Damn. Well, next time I'll say, hey, what's up, Amy? What's up? Big Amy. All right. Let's do this one that says really big no calls. Where was that one? Really big, no phone calls. We don't want phone call machines. I can't find it. Now I can't find it. Car washer. Full-time car washer. Oh, hey, look, here's one. It's at a dealership, and they got the first initial last name. Hey, it's at the Volkswagen dealership, which we called Volkies in Puerto Rico. My uncle and his set of sons, my cousins, they all were big Volkswagen fans. They still have like all these restored. They have like at least two restored blue, like the old style Volkswagens, the old style Bugs. Like I remember we used to drive that shit in the mountains. Oh, that shit was fun, man. Fun to drive around in one of those, like in Puerto Rico in the mountains and shit where we used to. But they fixed them up and they're really nice. Like they fixed them up, you know, over like 10-15 years here and there. The little things, they're nice and nice. They're nice. Run like new. Really cheap on gas. They're good up there. They're good to use. And then I think like for their regular cars, like they get Jettas and stuff like that. They're really big Volkswagen fans. I used to like hate when people did that. Like there was this one dude, and his dad was like all about Ford. Every car, Ford, Ford. I got a Ford. I hate all cars. I hate Fords. There's this one guy that wouldn't go to Winn-Dixie. He talked. He was my my Cub Scout troop leader, my Weeblow troop leader, and he used to say like, oh, I go to Publix. I don't go to Winn-Dixie. These are grocery stores in Florida. I don't go to fucking Winn-Dixie. I don't go to that shit. Motherfucker. I think he said that he used to work there when he was young and something bad happened, but I used to be like, just let it go, because he always brought it up. And McDonald's was another one. They always went to Burger King. When we would go, we'd do these little trips and stuff, and we would stop at Burger King every time. And I remember once someone asked, like, let's go to McDonald's. It's like, no, we don't go to McDonald's. And while we're eating there, he was talking to some of the other parents that came with. And he's like, yeah, I'll never go to McDonald's again. I'll go to Burger King. But it was like, motherfucker didn't go anywhere else then. He just went to Burger King. That was it. Like, that family would only go to Burger King for fast food. They wouldn't go to no KFC, no nothing else. And no other burger place, no other chicken, fish place. It was always Burger King, and we hate McDonald's. Fucking those people. Let's try to call them. I remember that. I remember their phone number because I used to prank it a lot when I was in middle school and high school. I prank called these motherfuckers a lot. And actually, I was still in elementary school. I would call the phone number and do the whole thing. I was like 7 years old. 7-8 years old, I will call the phone number and not say anything. I will just not say anything or giggle a little bit. And sometimes he'd go, I work for the phone company, motherfucker. He'd say that to me. I don't even know if it's still there fucking shit. Let's see. This guy did work for AT&T or Bell, Southern Bell back then. No.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected.
No one ever took that back. Yeah, he worked for... Did I dial that right? Actually, wrong area code. That's right. There's a new area code there. Nope.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no...
Yeah, well, I mean, this is going back a long time. But his son, we're friends on Facebook now, shit like that. We're cool. Never admitted to him that I was the one that did that. I think he suspected it because he secretly hated me all, and he was real mean to me. I quit Boy Scout. I didn't never became a Boy Scout. I just Cub Scouts, and then between Cub Scout and where you become a Boy Scout, which is when you get to middle school, I think that last 2 years, fourth and fifth grade, you're a Weeblow, which you wear the colors of the Boy Scouts. You wear the brown instead of the blue, but you have a different patch system, and it's higher than a Cub Scout. I think that's how it worked, yeah. I was like, fuck that. I told a story how I couldn't do the knots, and I found loopholes to get through without ever having to learn the knots. I guess the loopholes exist in case you're just retarded or something. Maybe for like seriously... got problems, be like, hey, I win the prize kind of Boy Scout, you know. If you guys know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. Here is a part-time packaging operator position. We have a first initial, last name, and a phone number. I cannot talk right now. Let's do it. Do we have anyone listening right now? I know there's one cat listening on Blue Planet.
Hello? Hi, this is Kwan. Leave a message and I'll call you back as soon as I can. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I did not recognize that as a...
Fuck you! Kwan. My name is Kwan, guys. Kwan. We got a lead retail associate position. Don't have a name. Just it's at Goodwill, looks like. Nah. Excuse me, I don't want to mess with those guys. They're doing real work out there trying to help people out. And here's this, there's a company that puts in a ton of ads, and they all go through to like this one call. I guess they're like a, they're a local recruiting outsourcing. So what they do is they handle up until scheduling the interview. They vet, they test you up front. They get you to the point, and they usually pick like three or four people for each position, you know? Or if a company has like, yeah, we need 10 new customer service guys and blah, you know, at our company, they'll go to this place and say, hey, we need 10 new customer service guys. Pick them just like the last ones you got. No problem. Cool. Sounds good. So this company puts the ad out, puts the phone number out. People call back, send them the resume. They vet you. They're, you know, recruiting company, you know, and they have a contract to find 10 people. Or actually, their contract is just to find XXX number of people for them to interview. So for 10 positions, they might interview 20. 20 to 30, let's say. 20, but if like it's they get a lot of shit people coming in, they'll do another 10, you know, maybe. Enough to fill those 10 positions. Yeah. That's how it works, and that's how that company works. I don't want to call them. The last time I called them, I played the P sound effect, and the guy thought it was really funny. He's like, oh my god, you seriously peeing right now? Here's FedEx. Let's do it! Chat room, if you want to help me out, all I could come up with in my brain machine for today was just this random smooth jazz. If you guys want, I also have available, loaded up a Puff Daddy, his first album from 97. Everything that isn't, like, you know, not the two mainstream ones. Those are loaded up here. Or I can play something else. I would just like to play the jazz tonight. Today. To be honest with you, just like to play the jazz. Everyone says jazz. Most people say jazz. Someone says Depeche Mode. Someone's calling on Skype. Who is that? Matt Hillock! Matt Hillock!
What's up, buddy?
I'm sorry to wake you up. It's a daytime show. I always have fun with you, and I figured, were you sleeping? I was just trying to get your attention, so I.
Yeah, fucking legend called me and woke me up. Man.
I'm an asshole. I'm a dick. You don't have to do this if you don't want. I apologize, sir.
That's cool.
You do what you want.
I'm in the
toilet.
Tiny Chat.
Oh, hey! I tried to join Tiny Chat. Knowing that if you were on the show, you'd want to be in there, but it doesn't want to check my camera. It says it's being used.
Maybe that's something with. I have that problem, and then I had to start Manicam up.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Like, then it works.
I'm going to try to see if I can force complete Manicam. Let's see, it's gone. I did. I closed it. It doesn't show up in the processes.
Yeah. Change the name to Carbone.
Tiny Chat. Alright, so I'm gonna go to Tiny Chat.
Hey, look at me, I'm drinking smoothie.
What kind of smoothie you got there? You got some chia seeds in that?
I got two bananas. frozen raspberries, goji berries, and some hemp protein.
Fucking goji berries, man. You know, my dad got embroiled in a scam selling goji berry juice. It was almost like a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was selling it, and this motherfucker went through thousands, and when I he kept it a secret from me. When I found out, I went off on him because it was like he spent like my mom and dad's nest egg on this shit.
Oh shit.
Like he got a fucking Discover card and put $4,000 on it. Buying this shit and wasn't selling. My dad had a really thick accent, so he said, yeah, they call me and they don't want to order after I tell them about it. Like, yeah, because I listened to one of the calls and my dad's like, hello. And he's like,
W.
It's like,
goji berries.
Worse than, at least Brother Carlos is a little, you know, he's got a little bit of swagger to him. My dad's just like, it's goji juice. I have, you know, and people, and it's like white people, like, okay, yeah, no, thank you. It's like, no, because he sounds like he's fucking he's a scammer. It sounds like, yeah, you're going to meet this guy and he's going to fucking kill you for your shit. It's some random Puerto Rican who's, you know, trying to commit a crime, you know? Like, nice. Oh, man. Like, yeah, no wonder, Dad. Of course they didn't. He's like, yeah, I don't get it, Carlo. They call and. You know, when they hear what I... Maybe it's my accent. Like, yeah, it probably is, Dad. Like, probably is. Does Mom know about this? No, she can't know. I'm like, aha, so you blew thousands of dollars. You don't work. My mom is on kidney dialysis dying. And you're at home blowing thousands of dollars on fucking goji berry juice, right? Like, oh, yeah, man, but people making money off of it, man.
It's a superfood.
Yeah. It's mad. Come on, man. Look, you got to drink it, man. It's sugar-free. And I drank it. Juice is full of sugar.
Yeah.
Full of sugar. He's like, no, he's natural. And like, Dad, this has fucking corn syrup. It's got to. There is no way. Yeah. Oh, I don't know, man. Like, I'm like, it'd be a good mixer, you know, for some Bacardi.
Like grenadine.
Yeah. Yeah, but no. So that's my dad.
I am hearing the music on your thing right now. That's not usual.
Tiny chat or on the Skype?
No, I'm Skype.
Oh, okay. Is it all right? You okay with that?
Yeah, it's all right. I'm just saying. I don't know if that's how you usually have it or something was weird.
I think sometimes when I do a daytime show, I don't fire up the second machine because it's just me and you and you don't hear it. But
yeah.
I went all out tonight. Today.
Okay.
I went all out today. And I just showed my desktop. So that's great. Now I lost everything. Give me a second while I open all my shit.
Yeah. So I got Legend waking me up at 10 in the morning.
Sorry, dude.
Carlito's doing a day show. He said to get a hold of you. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'm sleeping. Get up and do it. Like, what a weird way to get woken up. You know, I didn't have his number saved either. Yeah. So I'm like, hello, this is Matt.
Like, I know
Carlito's doing a gay show.
I don't like being you're, you know, cool with each other. So like, I got your phone number and I'm calling you. Hey, Matt, come on, let's go. Like, you know. It's like random.
Cool, you called my fucking phone.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying it was just like Carlito. Like, what are you talking about? Day show? What?
Zax was saying he wanted to do something during the day today, but now he's not around.
Oh, shit, that guy.
He sent me something at 6 a.m. I'm not 100% sure if I'll be back in time tomorrow. Want to do something today? I'm just chilling the rest of the day smoking those marijuana cigarettes.
Oh, boy.
And so that was 5 hours ago.
Okay. Ooh, look, we got a winter job fair. I'm going to do a few more of these ads. You're welcome to join in or whatever you like.
Hey, the end's in the house.
The end's here then. All right then. Yeah, the end. Woo! It's here for the end. And we'll call this job fair. Let's play the end in the background.
Welcome to the botnet. We love you. Welcome to the botnet. We love you.
Oh, question. Now, on your intro, you've got this part where it goes to like an Asian thing. It's like, oh, and like a woman going,
oh, that's something in that rappy theme song.
But what is
he has that?
Any idea what that's from?
He just put it in there.
That's crazy. I was wondering if that was a thing.
Yeah, that old soil. And then the lady's like, what are you talking about? Nobody ordered any pizza here.
Yeah. Now, what are the lyrics? Like, da-da-da-da-da-da. What are they saying? I'm the operator. What does it say?
It's some foreign shit. Like, he was way into, like Russian, like, folk songs and shit for a minute, so.
God damn.
Yeah.
He had his Zangief period there, I guess. He just went over Russia. I don't know what else to call it.
Yes, this is in the tiny chat.
It sucks that I can't. I tried the what the fuck? I tried it again. The trick with the restarting mix tiny cameo, yeah, whatever it's called, fucking mini cam, and it didn't work.
The way that I I start tiny chat and then I go to my video and it just comes up black, and then I go start. Tiny or whatever on Manicam, and then it like
destination
turns
for
on.
Four seasons of fun.
That's how I do.
If you know the extension you would like to reach, you may dial
it's called
this
rigging
or season pass and advantage card information. Press 1.
Ooh, I'm breaking the rules.
With our group the rules. Office, press 2. To purchase a nightclub card, press 4.
We get a few swear cards. You can do a few. But
enjoy unlimited skiing and snowboarding and many other great amenities.
All right, I'm not. It's the thing. The guy is too loud over there, and his options don't make any sense. What am I calling about? It's a job fair for the Round Mountain Resort. Winter. Okay, so
loud.
I want to talk
what
to someone.
What guy is too loud?
The guy on the machine. Watch.
Oh, I couldn't even hear it.
No?
I think you might have the sound settings weird or something.
You couldn't even hear it. Oh shit.
Yeah, I hear the music. You've been making calls. Like, I haven't heard
any. Your destination for four seasons of fun.
You don't hear any guy talking.
If you know the extension you would like to reach, you may dial at this time. For season pass and advantage card information, press 1. To speak with our group sales office, press 2. To purchase a nightclub card.
Don't cross, dude. The one that I did recently on your show was really funny, man.
Yeah,
it was really good. All right, so yeah, let's find out what's going on with this.
Thank you for calling Round Top Mountain Resort.
You
your
can't
destination
hear that?
For four
nope,
seasons of
I
fun.
Can't.
If you know the extension you would like to
you
reach,
want to
you
call me back
cuz
maybe something weird.
Yeah,
is
yeah, let me try
an
that.
Card okay,
you just call me.
Right, I'll call you back. Hey.
Yellow.
All right, we'll try this again. Let's see if you hear the dude.
Yeah, you're
thank you
your
for calling Round Top
is...
Mountain Resort, your destination
yes.
for four seasons of fun.
It was,
if you know the extension you would like
super
to reach,
loud.
You may dial
you
at this
too.
Time.
Oh, weird.
For season
like you're
pass
eating
and
the
advantage
mic.
Card information, press 1. To speak with our group sales office, press 2. No. To purchase a nightclub card, press 4.
Ooh,
for our ropes course,
card.
Press...
Gear.
What a nightclub card. Is there anything like a player's
card? Can I help you?
Yeah, what's a nightclub card?
It's a card that you can purchase. It's good starting January 3rd, and it starts at 4 p.m. every day.
Oh, so what do I do? Like, I can use it to get into the area where the people are getting together? The orgy area?
It's good for lift tickets.
Lift tickets?
Uh-huh.
Lift. Go to Samson Simpson. Get lifted, man.
I see what you're talking about. We can smoke some. We can actually, like, go into the weed marijuana party. Hello?
Samson gets me lifted.
You there?
I am.
Yeah, you're talking about getting lifted, right?
Their
tickets to get lifted?
Do you have
can, I,
the
can I use my Telly Savalas Players Club card to get at the casino?
Huh? What's that, ma'am? I don't know. Well, I don't get lifted, yeah. All right.
You remember this in the Half-Baked movie, the Get Lifted song?
Oh, the that was the,
Sir smoke a lot?
Yeah.
He's like, I need to talk to Samson. Fly me to the moon like that bitch Alice Crandon. He wants to get me lifted. That's so cool. He's got the same dealer as us. Who, man? Samson!
At the tone.
Oh, all right. Well, at least we know the shit's working again.
Yeah.
Between all of us here. Did I ever call that FedEx? Yeah, did I? I don't know. FedEx. Here's FedEx. Mad Dog 2020, this guy just said here. I'll grab the 40, rip off the skirt, guzzle it. Grab the mic and come out the woodworks. When shit's sticking, no time to think. Keith Murray gets busy off a base. He said, I grab the 40, which rip off the skirt. Does he mean he takes the label off of it?
Maybe.
Is that cool to do? Like, why would you do that?
I can think of, I would take Lipton's labels off of Valentine 40s. I don't know why.
Your full name?
Yeah.
Your last name, your telephone number,
and that's some Das Effects remix, ain't it?
I believe so. I think Das Effects is in this song at some point.
Yeah, because I think it's their song. I like the one, I smoke like a fire and I drink like a fish.
Nice. All right, so
40. Yeah, this is a remix for the 40 and the Blood song. Isn't it?
I don't know. Then that's a Das Effect song.
Yeah,
I might have it. Let's see, Das. 40 and a blunt.
Yeah.
I do have it. 40 and a blunt, track number 8 from the album Hold It Down.
Yeah.
Let's engage.
That was a nice album cover. They're on the cover with the camo, like leather on and shit. It's fucking dope.
Is this a song?
Yeah. This is, I smoke like a fire and I drink like a fish. You know those dudes were like English students, like real good in school and shit?
Really?
Yeah.
Smart motherfuckers.
Yeah, and they just did all the weird rhymes.
Okay, I gotcha. That's cool. We're making the bang, boom, bam. Your Bobby
busting my grandma like cherries. Niggas want to follow, but they know my style varies. Busting my grammar like cherries.
That's awesome. All right, now the fucking app is acting like a bitch here. Hang on. Oh, shit, I can double... Oh, fuck. With this app, I can double tap on the newspaper where the ad is, and it just shows me the ad by itself in an image. That's kind of cool. Wow.
Living in the future, though.
I know, man. I can't believe it, man. I can't believable. All right, let me go to numbers that came in from Elky. I'm starting to get burnt out on this... this area here we go.
I like that so many like websites have the number like just click the call with Skype.
Yeah, true. It's too bad I can't use Skype.
Oh, why not?
I just get insta banned every time I try to use Skype. It doesn't last long. I think I'm on some kind of list.
Huh.
It's impossible. If I log into anyone's account, like someone could say, hey, try with my account. Well, I'll log into the account.
And, you,
huh?
You're on Skype calling me right now, though.
No, we're not calling out. I use something else for my telephone stuff.
I got you.
Yeah. Conferencing, fuck yeah. Skype's the way to go.
Even if you use other people's shit, it just...
It happened, yeah. Yeah, someone said, hey, here, try mine. See what happens. Logged in, made one call. Tried another one, it was blocked already. And he's like, what the fuck? Like, it was based on IP. I don't know. I don't even fuck with them anymore. I got too much money lost, you know, right after purchases were made. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Shit like that.
Yeah.
It's so obvious.
It's happened too as well.
They got to be flagging you before. They flag you before and say, we'll get this motherfucker when he pays again.
Yes.
You know, that's where they get you.
It always was when, like, I'm going to buy a year.
I would buy, like, you know, 3 months or whatever the fucking one package is. And it's, it doesn't work. And you try to, and it's a chat with an Indian guy who just keeps copy-pasting the same reply.
It's ridiculous that they have no way to call.
Yeah, exactly. And no way to explain it.
Bullshit.
Because they had one tell me once, I finally got him to the point where he was saying, yeah, you want to make sure you're not sharing this, you know, with other people. And I'm like, who did I share with? Like, what, based on what? Was it an IP address in? Because I log on to it from work. Was it from there? Like, I can't explain it. I haven't shared my account. Maybe it's being connected. No answer. I don't know if it's repeated. Remember for a while, it was just when you dialed a lot of numbers, you get flagged. Yeah, it changed.
And I had some shit where, like, they made me, like, tell who some of my contacts were and shit to prove I was me. And, like, it was such a pain in the ass, dude.
Facebook's starting to get like that, too. with their names.
Facebook made me send in a picture of my ID recently.
I know, you told me
but,
that.
But I'm... now I heard that they just stopped doing the true name thing, so I think they got me just right before.
Yeah. Well, you know,
many transgender people are getting upset.
It was the LGBT community and celebrities, too.
Yeah.
You know, like me. And you... stuff like that.
I go by Laugh Track Matt on Twitter and fucking Instagram.
Dude, I got in early with Twitter, and I got Madhouse, at Madhouse.
Nice.
And you would be surprised, I'm not surprised, but it is awesome the amount of misdirected tweets I get at me, and if I want, I can reply to them.
Yeah.
And I've had, like, I had a shitstorm once because I guess there's a clothing store out in the UK called Madhouse, I guess.
Oh, okay.
And they were, this is awesome, it was so appropriate, they released a t-shirt, and on the tag on the back, you could see that it said, you know, wash, you know, cold wash, whatever, hang dry, or just give it to your woman to take care of as a joke. Nice. Well, it became a firestorm, right? And then people were tweeting at me. They were saying, at Madhouse, I can't believe you, blah, blah, blah. So there was, I started replying back like, yeah, you know, whatever, fuck you women, shit like that. And there was one, like, feminist in particular who was replying back to me. And she, like, sent the tweet to me, you know, at Madhouse, can't believe, you know, your shirts say this is that. And I said, I was like, don't get your panties in a twist, honey. And she got real mad, and there was a back and forth for a while. She's like, at one point she goes, so far, at Madhouse has called me honey, baby, and sweetie. What else is next? And finally someone, like, called her out and said, hey, LOL, you can't see that he's joking at you. Look at his website. Yeah. That was back in 2011, I think. That was fun. I get a lot of, like, I don't know, like, there's a hockey team, I guess, that has a nickname, Madhouse. So I get a lot of those. There's
I got to hit the John. I'll be right back. Sorry, all right, buddy.
Yeah, no problem. There's a place in Japan, some kind of comic book place that people check in all the time, the Madhouse Studio out there. So I get a lot of Japanese people thinking they're there. I think what else? There's a few, but a lot of people, you'd be surprised, just hit up at Madhouse. I should probably try to use that to my advantage. Yeah. Anyway, I'm really talking a lot now. We got an LPN. Disability Management Corporation seeking a full-time LPN for our pre-certification department. Knowledge of MS Word, Excel, and computer literacy a must. Monday through Friday, day shift. Full benefits package, including 401k. Email, we have a name and a domain and a phone number. Oh no, we have a fax number. So here we go. Here's an example. A company who has only listed a phone number for a fax and an email address to send your resume to. However, they give out the name of the company and the domain name of the email address. And they give out the last name, first initial, of the person that we're going to be sending this to. So now we will use our social engineering skills. I'm no Brad Carter, but I'm going to use my social engineering skills. It says, bad request, invalid host name. Yay! So much for that. All right, let's try to search it locally here then. There's a few companies with this name. Shit. All right, let's reconfirm. What is this for? It's for a medical company, LPN. There's a rehabilitation service here that some people have posted about, and Indeed, you know, those kind of places. Let's take a closer look at that. Got a phone number now. Or thought I did. Here's a person who said I was doing work for them. The boss threatened to kill me if the work I did didn't work right. Whoa. Wow. Another person has a review of working there. Nothing to do with the center itself. The guy's daughter-in-law had a birthday party at the pool I work at. He illegally parked, backed into a diagonal spot, got a ticket, and then tried taking it out of the lifeguards and myself. Ridiculed us, asking why we wouldn't tell him he parked illegally. from where we were, we couldn't even see the car, it's not our responsibility, blah, blah, blah. So what, is he complaining? Nothing to do with this place. Shut up. I don't need that. So we just got the review from one person who says that the boss threatened to kill them if the work they did wasn't right. And apparently it's some kind of rehabilitation service. They do have a website listed, but it is the one that I tried already that does not resolve. However, I thought I had a phone number here. Where did it go? God damn it, son of a bitch. All right, let's just search these motherfuckers this way on the Google. On the Google Maps. Found them. Got them. Got them. Here we go. Oh, one last thing. Let's go ahead and look up that last name. See if I can find a reference to if this is a female or a male. Maybe get a first name. Let me type that out. And thanks for your patience. This is a daytime show. I got Maddie on here. He's over there taking a shit. He'll be back soon. And, you know, no structure to this. Just got some random jazz playing here off of a shoutcast station. One of my favorite. It's definitely my favorite source for, like, chill jazz in the background when I'm studying or chilling or doing stuff. And it's called, what's it called? Smooth Jazz? What is it called? I forget. The Jazz Groove on Shoutcast. I'm sure you can find it on TuneIn Radio and such. Alright, just looking for this name machine. I'm not having any luck. I'm just going to go ahead and go with what I got.
Poop-a-doo. Poop for the win.
How'd that poop come out, man?
What up, Joker?
Take a nice shit in the toilet?
I did. Nice. Second one of the day.
Oh, man. I've been taking that Orlistat Ally. You know?
What's that?
Oh, I'll tell you in a second. Let's see if this piece is.
I'm kind of liking this.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Yeah, hi. I'm calling back.
I'm sorry?
I'm calling back for Ms.
Yeah, who's calling?
Lois. She called me. She left me a message for this job that I applied for.
Okay. Where are you calling from? Are you calling for a tractor-trailer job?
For, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, what do you like to know, gentlemen? I can help you.
Oh, yeah. Well, how much driving machine do I do?
2 years.
2 years? Okay.
I'm sorry?
I have.
You required a 2-year working experience.
I have.
Driving,
I have four. And, I have four. And I have okay. A good license, clean license, no CDL, big penis. I use condoms. I'm really good.
Okay. Are you? You can stop in here.
Okay.
It's 40 road. What's your name?
Banchod.
I'm sorry. How do you say it?
Banchod.
I don't know.
Banchod. Banchod.
Okay. So what you have to do? You have to stop in here. We'll take care of it.
Okay, and I'm going to come and... You want me to touch you and kiss you for extra?
I'm also recording this, and I'm going to send this to the police.
No, no, please, no.
It'll be nice to have
no,
them here.
No, please.
You have it on recording. No problem. Keep on talking.
Ah, Carl, shut up. I'm coming. I'm going to slap you in the face now when I come there, motherfucker, you. You pussy.
Yep. I'm on recording. Keep
okay,
on talking.
Okay, big pussy.
It's all
hey, Banchod, Banchod,
pussy, the Banchod Indian.
We was one here last night, and there's another one coming too, so
yep.
Got arrested last night.
Hip. Yeah. Hey, how big are your tires that you use? How big are the tires?
Keep on talking. We can track you. Keep talking. I just need a few more minutes to get you down.
Oh, are you tracing?
How long is the track? Is there like a progress bar on your screen right now? Like tracking almost complete.
Keep talking. You'll be surprised.
Keep tracking.
How long does the tracking take?
It's identifying who we are based on our voice prints, but he needs more voice data.
Yes.
I'm almost walking to the police station. I'm gonna let you talk to the police.
Hip.
Oh yes, please.
Hip.
If you are a man, do not hang up.
Hip.
You are a son of owl.
You're son of an owl. Your mother gave birth to you on the street like a dog.
Son of a owl. So what size tires you got on them trucks?
Yep.
Yep. I even saw the N clapping all the way in Holland.
Yep. Yep.
Look, I'm here to see a police officer.
Oh, yes. Could you please put the police on? I'm here to see a police officer. Oh, if he tries to do like a white boy voice, it's going to be the best.
This is police.
Hello, I am a policeman. You do not ask to touch a nug and kiss this truck guy.
Sir, please don't call police. Don't tell police, okay? I'm sorry.
I'm just a kid.
Please, I'm just a kid, please.
No, that's fine. Keep on talking, my friend. Keep on talking. We're going to be nice. We're going to be real nice. Don't worry.
Hep.
What police station are you at? Huh?
Yeah. How did they
just
give?
We could call it.
Just be patient, my friend. You get it all. You'll get it all.
Can you ask them how long it's going to be? Just so, because I'm curious. Because I'm hold. You said if I'm man, so I'm waiting.
Okay. Well, you will gonna find out now. I'm just waiting on somebody.
Are you at the window?
We're gonna hear a police brutality case.
They're probably going to arrest you, you know that? Because you're fucking... What are you going to say to them?
Minority.
I have people calling me about my tires. Oh,
they called me.
They called me. Police, please, please help. Please, police. They're calling me about tires, the job. And he said, help to me. And the owl.
I have the whole conversation recorded since the beginning.
I'm an owl. He said, I'm an owl.
Hoot.
And why they say I'm owl? Why?
And then you will cough up a pellet.
And they're going to say, sir.
Fur and bones.
Listen, Matt, they're going to say, sir. Okay, Mr. Crazy. The guy's going to be like, yes, and he's going to be snapping his finger like that in the side to the other guy, like, we got another one. We got one. And they're going to call a special group is going to come see you, you know?
The same police.
They're like, they have jackets that say ICE really big on them.
Oh. Don't you hate when you go to a website and it has that ICE thing?
Yeah.
Fucking hate that shit. Is he still in there or did he hang up?
He's there, there. He's still there. Hello. Oh.
Son of Owl.
I'm still here.
Why are you doing this? Are you just going to stay with me on the phone the whole time? Because you're not a police. You're not a police.
Did you really go to a police station and say, I want to talk to the police, and then just sat down? They are going to lock you up, goober.
Yeah, you better... Look, I'm just trying to be nice, like friend, like family now. Look, you need to get out of there because they're probably calling a special person to come talk to you.
Yeah, they're going to 5150 you.
Yeah. They have a special jacket they put you in where your arms, you can't move them. That's what they're probably getting ready right now.
Sit of a gay jacket.
They got this chair that they strap you in, you know? They're probably getting everything. Get the chair.
Oh.
Get the restraint chair. We got crazy. We got a live one.
Oh, I feel bad for people in that goddamn restraint chair. Really. They never look happy.
Yeah, look, I don't want to see you in the restraint chair. If you get out now and just go home and they'll come to you maybe and you say, hey, look, I don't know what I was thinking, you know, I
pray. You know what you tell them? Say, I was off my meds.
I was under a lot of stress. Yeah. Stuff like that. So, come on. Look, I'm just looking out for you. I don't want, because they're going to fuck you up, man. And don't do that. It's over a phone call because you put an ad in the paper about driving job, and that's what I want is driving job. That's the only reason I call. Why are you at police? Why you want to do that? Why? Please, no.
I'm with you. A few more minutes.
Oh, my God.
What did you say?
He's the cop. I'll be with you a few more minutes.
Oh, wait. You're the cop now? This is the quietest police station I've ever heard.
I know.
Usually there's a lot of activity, phones, people yelling, typewriters, like in old movies.
Yeah, and there's like a towel type in the back going.
And then you hear doors slam.
Yeah.
Open up holding cell. Maybe he should get some sound effects.
And there's always some dude going, hey, for no reason. Just, hey, like that.
Well, he's mad he's in jail.
Yeah, people just yell in jail. Like, you know, they just like, hey, like that.
Yeah.
Police station. I'm trying to get the sound effect for this guy. I'm trying to help him out, you know? Here we go. Let's see if this does it. There you go, guy.
What is that? Somebody playing pool?
It's this police station general ambiance.
Oh. Okay. Oh, he is in the police station. No, I hear the ambiance.
You see it now? Now he is. He is. Sir. Sir, I believe you now.
I don't think this truck and outfit can be very busy, being he can waste this much time.
Yeah. All right, let's call the next one while we keep him on the line. Okay. What I did was I called the wrong number. So I don't even know where that guy's number came from. But he's got a driving shit machine. So here we go.
I am almost done with smoothie.
Oh, there's the phone.
Oh, his phone?
His phone. Oh.
Talk to the fax.
That's right. Remember, that was the fax number, and I said I had the real number I was going to call. But somehow I got this fucking other guy. All right, let's get that again.
I liked the little hep bit.
Hep? Oh, dude, that was fun. Sir, he's still there, by the way. Just letting you know. Be careful what
Hello,
you say.
Hello, sir, son of owl.
Be careful what you say. Yeah, that definitely was the wrong number I put in. There must have been another ad. I just typed it in accident. I'm just not paying attention, not focusing. My sugar's low. Here we go.
You should have some of that goji berry blues. Oh no, that doesn't have any sugar in it.
If you know your party's extension, please dial it now or at any time during this message. If you would like to,
she sounds very sensual. Hey, this one call has been calling me back for a few days. This narkweed for 420.
Use the one button for Q and
left me a message. This guy's been calling. He was in some like big group that y'all were in the other day. It's one of my. It said he created a group with Dark Stranger.
Jennifer Abbott. If this is the person you want,
hang on, I'm listening to names. Give me a second.
Or press 2 for the next name. Please hold while I transfer your call.
Thank you, Matt. I understand. Confirm 10-4. Copy that.
Good afternoon. This is Lois. How may I help you?
Lois, hi. I'm calling you regarding the LPM pre-certification department position.
Yes.
I know you put down, you guys weren't taking phone calls on this, I understand, right?
Right.
Well, I want you to see how, you know, motivated I am, and I did all the steps and did my research on Hoover, and I want to work for you, and I'm the best person, so... You know, if you can imagine how detailed I am with pre-certification, so how important it is to get that authorization for the what we're providing to the patient machines, I want to be able to get through to, you know, the adjusters and nurse case managers and LPNs, whoever it is, to get approval and authorizations and pre-certify the shit motherfuckers, you know? So basically, I'm just trying to... Now, I have a few questions for you for an exit survey for this phone call. Number one, would you consider my phone call here a good way to put myself at the top of the list after I send you my resume in 3 minutes?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I'm hearing dead air occasionally.
Oh, well, can you rate my phone call to you from 1 to 10, 10 being great, 1 being not so great?
Well, no, I don't want to be put on the spot with that. I would like to just, if you would just forward your resume, and I can take a look at it.
Okay, all right. And I'm willing to work hand-in-hand with management in an effort to undermine groups and cliques of workers who are organizing themselves and causing problems with productivity and group cohesion. I basically will be your mole. I will report back on different cliques of workers and what they're saying and doing and not doing. I will especially look out for anyone who is attempting any unionization or collective organization. I will bust that up for you. I will be your man on the inside. And all I ask for that
Well, I will ask you for what I want for that in return later.
Okay.
Would you be interested in me? Like, I will, you know, I'll be a sellout. I'll be your Uncle Tom. You know, I'll dance, I'll shuck and jive, whatever you need me to do to get on their good side. You know? To get on their good side. Basically.
I'm sorry. You keep fading out. If you would just... And what is your name again, please?
Cross.
Ross?
Cross.
C-R-O-S-S?
Yes.
Is that your first name or last?
Really, that's just me. That's my name, Cross. Everyone calls me Cross.
Okay, Cross. If you would forward your resume...
My first name is Ross.
Okay.
So I'll forward that to you. Now, what do you think? Do you think this kind of puts me up a little bit higher as far as, you know, when you see people coming in, you're going to be like, oh, there's Cross's resume. Let me look at this. You know what I mean? Like, it kind of helps.
Give full attention to every resume that comes in.
Well, you can't pay full attention to every resume. Not in this economy.
Actually, I do.
Well, that's good. Wow, you must really, you don't have anyone else who helps you out with that? You're doing it on your own?
There are two of us.
Are you guys getting sub 100 per post, you think, on average?
Are we? I'm sorry.
What's your APM? Answer per post. APP, I'm sorry.
I don't wish to get into all that.
Oh,
but
man.
If you would forward your resume.
I get about 250 here where I work right now when I put out a job posting. About 250 my APP.
Okay.
For us, we can't even go through all these goddamn fucking resumes, man. It's like there's so many people looking for work in this shit. I end up, you know, really looking for grammar, if it's a woman, if they include a picture, how big their breasts are, things like that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, Ross. I'm going to have to end this conversation with you.
All right.
All right.
Okay. Can I put my brother-in-law? He's kind of my handler, and he encourages me and coaches me with my calls. Can I put him on? He might have a few more things to close out the call on our end here, so we can close this ticket out. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Matt. Go ahead.
Hey there, sugar tits. You gonna give Ross Cross the job?
Who is this?
This is Matt fucking Hillock, lady. You giving him the job or what?
It's the Cookie Man.
Yeah, it's the Cookie Man. Hip,
cookie hip, man.
Cookie Man. Cookie. Hip, that's us.
Are you having a good time?
Oh, yeah, we're eating cookies. We're smoking pot. And we're doing mutual masturbation.
Oh, fabulous.
We're coming on to cookies. Whoever comes last has to eat the cookie.
Eat the cookie.
Yeah. Cookie, man.
You're going to eat the cookie.
We're going to play with you and you can't come. You're going to lose. You got to eat the cookie. Eat the cookie. Yeah.
Eat the cookie.
I have a job to do. I appreciate
you. You sure do. Eat the cookie.
Lady.
Eat the cookie. That's your job.
I'm going to have to say goodbye, okay?
Bye, honey.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Labia.
You're the best.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The fucking Cookie Man. You think she met Cookie Monster, but it came out Cookie Man?
Maybe she had, like, imaginary visits from some guy called Cookie Man. It would take her to Cookie They would go to Cookie Land, and they would all eat cookies in a river of milk, and she thought it was real.
Crisp cereal as that dog, and that
the cookie crook,
cookie crop, yeah,
the cookie crook,
yeah,
the fucking dog. Cookie crook, I kicked the shit out of that dog right in the chin. That big chin of his, that's his weak spot. You kick him right in the chin, fucking put him in the stratosphere. That's the shit I want to see.
Oh, fuck, that was good.
And that Miss Piggy, I want to kick
you're
her.
You're blowing her mind when she didn't want to say, rate the call. The Cookie Man. I'm fucking crying, dude.
Oh, shit, that was good. I'm glad I got that. And then the driving guy hung up in the middle of that.
Oh, yeah. Well, hopefully he's being sodomized at police station right now.
They're like, all right, sir, you got to give us a phone.
What are you filming us?
Unless you
we're
had
doing it, shit here.
You think you had us on mute and they were just all listening to the, yeah, we're gonna find out who this motherfucker is.
Oh, yeah, and the second he heard Matt fucking Hillock, they're like, got him.
Well, they're already gone for the Matt Hillock. Yeah, so we're okay there.
That was good.
That was good stuff, man. That's me social engineering to get through. They hate it. They hate it because they're like, we don't want phone calls. Oh, hi, Uncle Mother. It's like, all right, desperate man, you're on the bottom of the list now.
Right.
You're going into the trash file. That's what they
file
think.
That under G for garbage, yeah. Like I do with bills.
They really, here's what they do. They take a post-it, a sticky note right now, and they write down cross on it, and they stick it on their monitor or their phone or something.
Yeah.
And when the faxes come in and they're looking through and they see cross, that their plan is to see cross and throw right in the garbage. They're going to probably read it, though.
Ross Cross.
They're going to read it like, who's Ross Cross? I want to see who this motherfucker says he is. I should follow up with a fax from Cross.
Oh. Yeah, like,
I got to start following up with faxes from Cross, man. This is some weird fucking resume. Like,
like drawings on it.
Yeah. Listen, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, or what I'm hoping is someone out there knows what I'm talking about can give me a copy of this. Sometime around 97, 98, I received, like, those chain emails, you know, the funny ones, though, like, for some dudes, like, I send all the funny emails to all the people.
There were quite a few of those lonely guys.
Yeah. But one of them was, like, here's a resume that some guy in San Francisco got from a really drunk, like, delirious homeless guy. He was giving out copies of his resume. It was, like, 4 pages, and it rambled about Ronald Reagan and all this crazy shit. Like, it was, it kind of sounded like Crazy Fucker. If Crazy Fucker, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, Crazy Fucker, who used to be on the show a lot, if he had a resume for everything he's talked about, it would be that. It floated around, and I can't find a copy of that. I would love to use that and email that and fax that as my resume when I do these calls. Just change the name to Cross, you know, like Ross Cross or something. I don't know.
I mean, have you just done searches for, like, crazy resume?
Yeah, and it's been a few years, but I do know the last attempt I had, all I could think was, you know, crazy resume bar Ronald Reagan, and that's all I had to go with. So if anyone knows... Matt, do you remember a 1980s-ish song that I used to talk about a lot that I remembered and I could hum the tune, but I couldn't figure out who sang the song?
That's right.
Well, I don't know if maybe some people a few years ago, maybe about 2 years ago, it was a show where I was on. I know Dwight was on, Evil Artie was on and such. And I said, yeah, there's this song, and I'm going to sing it, and I'm going to hum it now so someone knows, and no one knew what I was talking about. I just said it was an 80s song that sounded like a Phil Collins tune.
And yeah, can you hum it at all?
Yeah, it was like, dun, dun, dun. That's how I sang it back then. I know what it is now. I'm getting to it.
Oh, okay.
You have any idea what that would be? The song would go, dun, dun, dun.
No.
No one knows, right? But all right, so here's what I found out. Let me see if I can find it. Hang on. Shit, what was it called?
Yeah, like, I was doing it totally wrong. That's why no one knew it.
No, I was doing it right.
I'm just fucking with
you. I was doing it right. Now I forget the title of the song. It's on my Google Play thumbs up playlist. When I find songs that I want for the show, I just mark them with a thumbs up. And whenever I do right before I do a show, I just go through the list of recent songs I thumbs up. Yeah. Or if I hear a song somewhere, I'll pull it up in Google Play and thumbs it up so I know, hey, that's the fucking song.
Cool.
Anyway, so let's see what the name of this song is. No, it's not that one. Dun, dun. Yeah, I found it. Okay. It's a song.
You didn't really hum either. You went dun, dun, dun.
Well, that's how it goes. I'm singing it. Okay, go. No one's going to know what I'm talking about. This is the song right here. And I was amazed, but I thought it was Phil Collins. To me, it was the Phil Collins sounding song, or Genesis. I was way off.
Yeah.
Tell me if you know what it is at some point.
Oh, yeah, this is, that is In These Dreams, ain't it?
It's Live to Tell by Madonna.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought it...
It was
that's the fucking, I know.
Yeah.
Dude, I searched for that song for over a decade. I knew this tune. I knew it was 80s. I thought it was a Phil Collins or a I went through all of Genesis and Phil Collins' like discography related artists looking for this for decades. Never could find it. And I finally heard, I was at physical therapy one day, and they have it on a Sirius channel. I forget which one.
Did you just go nuts?
I did. And they're like, what are you, like, I was like, what song is this? I was like on the treadmill. I'm like, what song is this? Like, the guy's like, you don't know? It's Madonna, Live to Tell. I'm like, oh, I need a post-it note. Like, it's like, I don't have anything to write with quickly. And they're like, okay. Like, he's okay, crazy.
Calm down, weirdy.
Yeah, but it had been at least 10 years that I couldn't figure this out. There's another song like that that took me a long time to find. The fuck was it? Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't find it. Anyway, let's play the rest of this thing. This is a dope-ass song. It's Madonna.
She had a lot of good jams back then.
Back then she did, yeah. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
All right, so we got more numbers here from Elky. These are more jobs, so we can continue down that way. Did you want to jump in? Like, I don't know. Do you not like the job
thing? I'm cool. I'm just like, laughing, hanging around. I'm cool, man. Yeah. I might crack a fucking brew.
Yeah, here's another song that took me about a decade to figure it out. And in the same way, it came on Sirius, and I was driving, and I made sure to write it down, and I remember it was kind of scary. But I was so excited when I did it. This is about 8 years ago that I found this one here. It was another. I'm going to play it next here.
Oh, well, I don't get a beer. I thought it was coming up.
Here. It's Wham, Everything She Wants. I had this song in my head for like a decade, and I would hum it to people like, yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about. Yeah. This is a cool song, too. I was really proud when I found this one. We'll play this out here while I call the next one. Let me go to the list. Here's a man taking a break, actually, from that. Matt's getting a beer, I believe. Big Man Wheelchair. A wheelchair for a big man.
Ugh.
I mean, that's probably for me. This is up in Little Rock. Home of...
Oh, this is the... Yeah, I know this song.
Everything She Wants machine.
This is some George Michael, yeah?
Yeah, this is Wham. Listen, so are you... Hey, wait a minute, I almost forgot. Did you get engaged? Is that for real?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, congratulations, man. That's awesome. And the question everyone's going to ask is, did you get a date yet? You have a date?
No, exactly. I didn't. Fuck. You know what? I just assumed we were getting, you know, we got these rings and shit. And then she was like, because I mailed her the ring to get resized. And she's like, you just want to, like, put on Facebook that we're engaged? And I was like, yeah.
That's a cool way to get engaged.
Yeah, like, it's really, casual.
That's a very earnest. Some
killer murder rings.
That's a very earnest thing. Look at you, man. Look at you.
Go in there, the 27th.
Matt, I will be honest with you. Maybe like New Year's Eve, like 3 or 4 years ago, I remember I was counting down to midnight. I was out. I wasn't doing a show. And I was messaging Brad. I said, hey, it's 2011, whatever, 2012. Yeah. Do you think Matt's going to make it to 2013? It was kind of mean. It was kind of mean, but and Brad's like, I hope so. Like, you know, because we were kind of worried about it.
I was going down a pretty dark path, man.
You're doing really good now, man. Proud of you. Happy
trying. Hey.
But remember this song. Listen to the lyrics of the song. The woman wants everything she wants, and she'll make you, you know. You get this is very important for you to get down. And we're going to have a bachelor party. I'd be honest.
Sure. Yes.
But you're probably going to get married. Like, were you going there in Christmas, right?
No, but she wants to. We're going to do it here.
Oh.
Just like City Hall or something.
Oh, USA citizenship.
Yeah. And then, because she says it's kind of like a big process to get hitched there. He can't just like go to a City Hall.
Yeah. And then she can get American citizenship. And that's
they get mad about that. Like, if she's just trying to come live here and shit. Mm hmm. She's just trying to, because, like, I'm planning on eventually going there.
No, dude, like, my best friend Andy, my best man at my wedding, he met a woman from Philippines or something, and she came, and they hit it off, and they got engaged and married, and she's fine.
Yeah.
You probably got to get her pregnant, too. If you get her pregnant these days with this whole dreamer thing, you got her.
There's no way she can leave there. She have a baby machine in the United States with you.
I don't want a fucking baby machine.
I know you don't, but I'm just saying.
She don't want a baby machine.
But if it gets down to the shit, if, like, you know, the Republicans win, you don't know, man. They might be like,
I like how you whispered it.
Yeah.
That's like somebody like, you know, this neighborhood used to be good until all the blacks moved in.
But you don't know what I said. I did the shaky thing with my hand, the left to right with my hand, you know? Is that Republicans?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's on Curb Your Enthusiasm. They call them, what was it? It's the R's, I think, or something.
Oh.
And they do that, like, are they, you know, conservatives? Yeah.
I liked your union busting thought, by the way. Yeah.
I keep it real, man. Like, come on, let's get down there, right? Great. That's, you know, I don't want to fuck around.
When I used to be in the telephone workers, like union. We'd go to these union meetings and like old VFW halls, and I would hang around with the old like union president and get all drunk like after hours and be like, "Hey Woody, you ever need some old fashioned like union shit, like trucks burnt or something? I'm your fucking guy."
Trucks burnt. Awesome.
I'm willing to bust up unions for you.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. You got a big man wheelchair?
I thought so.
Oh, fuck. How big a boy are you?
What?
How big a boy are you? Oh, I was going to offer my... I have clothes, that's all, you know?
Yeah.
Because I have some clothing.
They're too big for you?
Dude, I've got jeans that are two sizes too big on me right now. It is ridiculous, and they're the only jeans I have. I'm holding out till I plateau. Hey, listen, I lost a lot of weight. I've got a lot of jeans and stuff that are too big for me. Maybe that you can get them. How big a boy are you? I give them free. I'm just saying I don't need them. I'm trying to help out because I know what it's like to be a big man.
Dude, I ain't a big man.
But it's a big man wheelchair.
That's why I told it, because I wasn't big.
But who's
they
the big?
Like a dumbass.
Who's the big man? Is someone out there? You know, big man, big and tall. I
assume it's someone deceased.
Come on, I got Ralph Lauren, Tommy Hilfiger. I got some expensive stuff.
Yeah. Hey, why don't you give them to your mama?
Hey, motherfucker, you don't talk like that to me, motherfucker. I'm trying to be nice and give you some free clothes, motherfucker.
Fuck
you.
You.
Well, fuck you, you fat
fuck
motherfucker.
You.
Fuck you, fatso.
Fatty.
Fatso.
Fatty eats too much.
You tub of lard.
It's a bunch of kids.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Fatty eats too much.
I heard you went to a restaurant and ate all the food in the restaurant. They had to close down the restaurant.
Take that, fatty.
Are you gonna go? Are we gonna go down there and you're gonna poke us with your?
Your reaching stick or your washing stick.
Yeah. Oh, what, he had the moo-moo, the hat, right?
Dude.
The reaching stick, the thing that hit the up and down.
Yeah, like you guys in the with your girth, you know, on traditional clothes, we have a wide selection of judicial and collegiate robes.
I'll go with the moo-moo.
I don't want to look like a weirdo.
Just go with the moo-moo.
This is
Michael
with
the landscape. I had the action figure of him in the moo-moo and
really?
The fucking fat guy hat.
Is there
so,
one?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I got a Barney and a Moe with the phone, you know, and I used to put it out on my cam when I used to be on a fucking syndicate radio. We had video, and I always said that little figure.
Nice.
Juxtaposed.
I had a lot of them, but that Homer and the fat guy was my favorite.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, my favorite character in The Simpsons is Barney, and that was bought to me. My friend Eddie bought that one for me for my birthday 1 year. He's like, hey, man, it was hard to find. Barney was hard to find in the States. He found me I guess it was in Spanish. I don't know if it was Spain or Mexico. He found a version online and said, hey, man, I wanted to. I don't keep them in packages. I always
open
them.
Yeah, I
open
them too. Obviously.
I pose them and I leave them out like little posed little figures. I put them to work. I'm not going to resell them. Fuck it. I'll give them away.
I think that's stupid. Some things I kept very few things in packages because the packages were so cool. Like I had a pink gay stormtrooper. It was like a bootleg toy. And it said like, you know, time has come, gay troopers. And it was like two standing back to back on the package.
Well,
and
I do have...
Cool.
I do have a signed R2-D2 signed by Kenny Baker. That's in the package still, and it's in a bag, and I'm probably going to give that to my kids or my nephew if I never have kids.
I had a black Smurf in a package, too.
A black Smurf? Like, yeah. It had big red lips?
No, it wasn't that. Like, that. It was the... Because there's, like, one thing, but they turn purple in the comic book. Uh-huh. That they're, like, evil. It's kind of like a rage virus or zombie thing. They get bit, shit. And they... Wow. They're called naps or some shit.
God damn. So this is some customized motherfuckers then, huh?
I used to have so many toys, man. That's the one thing that really kicked my ass about losing my storage.
You lost that shit?
So many fucking toys. Like, and I even, like, called the place when I knew they were going to auction my shit off, and I was like, could you just make sure whoever gets the stuff, like, uses it and doesn't just throw it all away?
Anyway, look, get either her American citizenship, because straight up,
this is Micah with
best time to do it right now.
Please leave me a message.
We will see.
It's the best time right now, I'm just saying. You know how to love her. All right, I'm sorry. Roping horses, here we got.
Horse machines.
Warn them about... these are from Parkman. Warn them about your loser horse that didn't win and how you tied it to your car and started driving. Yeah, that's right. I talked about that on a recent episode where I said I was going to do that to my horse. I was going to tie him by the back legs to my truck and I was going to drive off. He goes, you'll kill him that way. The horses will be tied by rope to the bumper just on their back legs, and then I'll just start driving. And it'll drag the horses.
You'll kill them right that way.
That's what he said.
Point, fucking loser.
That was about 2 weeks ago. Yeah, that was a good one.
The Jazz Groove Coffee. It's just one of the gifts we'll mail when you contribute. Help preserve commercial-free jazz. Click the Support Us button on our website.
I've been rocking some Sade. A full album.
To an automatic voice message system.
That's the jazzgroove.com. I do use their shoutcast for these jazzy shows. Definitely go and subscribe, especially if you're a jazz fan. It's a really, really good jazz stream out there. And it's on TuneIn and everywhere, you know, all the other normal offenders if you want to get, you know, streaming radio on a phone or a tablet or computer. They're out there. It's good. Jazzgroove.com. You get all the links. Just like if you go to prankcallnation.com, you get all our links.
Go to www. Dude, nobody wanted to get with me on that calling brother Carlos on Halloween, man.
Really? That sucks. Was he taking calls?
Me and DS did something way early in the day, but we weren't very productive, and then nobody got on.
Yeah,
because like I couldn't hunt down the number of that building. Because that brother whatever has like just he does www even crazier than brother Carlos on his thing.
Okay, all right, really crazier than that. That sounds great.
Such like scammers, dude.
Yes, totally.
Like, totally taking advantage. Yeah,
you know when I saw the tits for me was the devil in the handcuffs thing that you posted for me once, man. I was like, that's it, dude. I think you put that on my wall. And I was like, yeah, that's fucking bullshit. Like, they got some guy, and he's like, devil, come out, devil. And it's like, that you're handcuffed now. Yeah. The guy's hands are cuffed. He's just going, rah, 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 like he's a fucking zombie.
Did you see, I sent a new real short one to you. No. It says, like, do you got demons, ? Or something? And it says, like, do not watch if you're young or have a bad heart. And then it's a still thing. And then he goes like, demons, you got demons, like yells right in the camera. And then he says like that, like, I think you got demons or some shit.
God, fucking psycho.
So weird, dude. And I just imagine him just juicing like old people and immigrants and shit.
I know. Like, what money is this motherfucker getting off of people? You know, that's fucked up.
Any of it is too much.
Really is, man. You're right.
Because I could see him, like, really, like, fucking with people.
Yep.
You know?
That's what these cats do. Yeah.
That fucker.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's this one guy. Have you ever seen Idiocracy? Do you ever see that? No, not Idiocracy. I'm sorry. Fucking. The guy has the HBO show, very liberal. Fucking.
Oh, yeah, the ridiculous...
Religiosity?
Yeah, something.
Dude,
no,
that was great.
I didn't see it, though.
That is a great documentary. You know, now I want to watch it.
Bill Maher, yeah.
Yeah, Bill Maher, thank you, yeah. He's a little out there sometimes, but the religiosity, whatever it is, it was really good. And they interview, like, and there's a ton of these fucking, especially, like, Hispanics and black communities and stuff. They got a lot of these. But the guy who says he's Jesus come back, he was a prisoner in Puerto Rico and on heroin, and he found out, revealed himself in prison that he was Jesus. And all his followers put 666 on their forehead and on their hand. Whoa. They tattoo it. Because they say, like, the Antichrist thing is, it's a lie that was put in the Bible to hide the fact that Jesus was, all, like, they said that Jesus would return, but the establishment of religion would, you know, say that he's really the Antichrist, and it's this guy, so it's like, let's flaunt it, we are the Antichrist, we're Jesus. Yeah, and this guy has tons of money, but dude, Bill Maher, like, interviews him, and he's got, like, a nice suit on, fucking jewelry on, motherfucker. He's like, yeah, dude, and he starts intersplicing it with clips from Scarface. Oh shit! Oh dude, yeah, I want to. Yes, yeah, so everyone, I don't know if it's called religiosity, it's religious.
Oh, did you hear that Gunnar Hansen passed away?
Gunnar Hansen,
the Leatherface from the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh really? No, I did not. Well,
he's a very nice man. That's why I changed my Facebook picture to a picture of me and him.
You putting, is that who it is with you putting your head on?
That's Leatherface.
That's awesome. That's awesome, dude. That you got that picture. It's awesome. He seems like a cool dude. He let you do that.
Yeah, we sat in a hotel room and drank beer for like an hour or two.
No kidding.
Yeah, I sat on a bed because everybody at the party was drinking shots, and then he saw me drinking High Life, and he said, "Man, can I have one of those? That's more of my style." And I'm like, "Are you fucking kidding me? You can have them all, dude."
Yeah,
you're Leatherface, and just sat on a bed talking to him.
It's religious, actually.
I said, "Well, you got a problem. God made
have
a
you
man
watched Jesus Camp?
Did you believe in evolution?
Jesus Camp? No, no. Have you seen My Husband Is Gay? Have you seen that? I think that's what it's called. Or My Husband's
Jesus
Not
Gay. Camp's really good. It's all the kids like crying for Jesus and shit. It's like kids that are getting suckered into this stuff.
Oh man, for Jesus?
Yeah.
Shit. Wow.
And like there's a lot of like men in this group, and you just think they're all there to fuck these kids.
Oh.
Like why else would you be there?
Alright, here's a replica Picasso painting for sale.
An original Picasso?
A replica. Get it, Matt. Get it.
Picasso. I think it's real.
Yeah.
Hello?
That's crazy.
Sounds like a deal.
The suggestion for this prank was we are Picasso and that they're copywriting our work.
Has not been set up
I am
yet.
Picasso.
See, you're nice about your suggestions.
I'm Joe Picasso.
Like, my suggestion is like, why don't you do a fucking show, you shy dick? Get on the mic yourself with your suggestions. I'm like mean.
Oh, that's the guy. He's getting the numbers though, buddy.
I know.
Come on, guy. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Son of Owl? Hello?
Yeah.
Beep bop, beep boop boop.
Whatever. Fucking asshole. I'm not going to call that number back. Fuck it. Too Christian for me. Romance novels.
Hey, can we call the truck guy back about the police activity?
Oh, yeah, but who knows which number...
Oh, okay.
Maybe I can figure it out. This will be interesting. Let's see. I think I kind of remember what I dialed. It was an 800 number with a low. I don't know. Shit. That's my bad for not making a note.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, I really want to call him back, though. Drivers. I think it was this one here. This is Drivers Really Big Must Be. No, well, they didn't have a phone number, so no.
Is that the one you said it was a wrong number or something?
Yeah, it was. Okay, here we go. Transportation. This is the one. I said it had two numbers, and it did. It had a toll-free number and a local number. That is it. This should be it. Here we go. Yeah.
Here we go. Here we go.
Yeah.
So what's the scenario?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You going to talk to him, this motherfucker?
Sure.
Let me change the caller ID. Hang on, man.
The one job I had when I would go back in the warehouse and like just fucking sweep and shit, just hang around back there by myself. The guys would always come back and I'd have jazz played and they're like, this fucking guy, the beep ba ba ba. Just back there like pushing a broom, like whatever.
Cool, man.
With your classic rock. Jazzing up back here all fucked up. It's just good to like draw to.
Yeah, dude, I just keep it on the background. I'm studying, I'm masturbating, whatever it is. Have you seen the
I'm sorry, the
cam
person you were trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set.
The cam prank where, the hidden cam hack that Dwight did, where the old guy was jerking off to porn.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's on the Calls of Mass Confusion.
Yeah, well, the original version.
He sent it to me.
The music in the background is it's jazz. It's this old fucking dude watching porno with jazz
shirtless.
On. Yeah, shirtless. Yeah, with jazz going on. Shit.
Yeah, he had sent me that. Like,
yeah, and it looked like his office. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he had to set up, like, a nice office, you know, decks all around and shit. Looked like, I don't know. That was funny. That is on Calls of Mass Confusion. Everyone should like and subscribe to that channel. Calls of Mass Confusion on the YouTube.
Oh, yeah, if y'all hadn't seen it.
Yeah, Matt has his channel. Look up for Matt. Matt, what is yours? LTM is God? I don't know.
My
that's
YouTube?
Someone else.
It's yeah. LX666 with LX666 a zero.
LX666 with a zero, yeah, very easy. Do you ever think about
right? It really rolls off your tongue.
Maybe you can update that. Maybe just a Hillock. Something.
I've already changed it because I this is my second YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. My first one, first one was Hillock 666. Then I lost it for bullying and hate speech. And then so I made a new one that was 666 Hillock 666. But then after a while, I was able to take off the first 666.
Bullying and hate speech in your videos or in your comments?
I think a little bit of both.
Oh, shit.
I don't know.
God damn it, man.
I had that one video. I've got it on Facebook still with my, like, thug buddy, and we're talking to him. We're, like, doing cocaine on it and shit.
Oh, shit.
And, and he's talking to me. It's like, says, like, some fag or something. And I'm like, man, I ain't hate it. Fags always got the best dope. He's like, I know, my cousin, what's his name, was a faggot. He always had the best shit to snip. and then so that got pulled down for that. And he was also, like, offering, like, kind of like a bounty on this guy that he was talking about. Like, you bring him to me, I'll give you, like, an 8-ball and a sec weed. Like, because this little fucker hides from me.
Nice. what are we doing here? Let me go back. I'm sorry. I'm listening.
Yeah, it's no problem. I think Zax wants to come on because he's messaging me.
Tell him to call if he rings me.
I got to go in 10 minutes. Oh no, he said he's just. Oh, hi, buddy.
Tell him to ring me when he's ready, and I'll add him in.
Okay.
Just in the caller ID here back to the previous one, and we're gonna call this Romance Novels. Romance Novels for sale in Arkansas. It's been flagged for removal, Jesus Christ. For God's sake, Jesus.
Think about that, smelling like old lady pussy. These nasty fucking books.
Musky.
All yellow and musky.
It's Zax. Zax, happy birthday, Zax. Yeah.
Yeah, happy birthday, buddy.
Hello.
Hey, motherfucker. Hey, motherfucker.
Is that really your birthday?
No.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. I have to go in 10 minutes, but I can stay around. I'm going to say hi.
Yay.
Yeah. Yeah, mister, you're not going to be around tomorrow.
Well, no. I'm home. No. Well, I think going out early or late, or there's something I need to go. I just got back now, so hello.
Well, if you get back around this time tomorrow.
Hey, this is Kevin. Sorry I missed you.
Okay.
Hey, Kevin. You want to have a makeup party?
At the tone,
Please record your message.
That was a message. Yamaha drums. Who knew that they made Yamaha drums? Yamaha.
Yamaha. That's a big drumming outfit over there.
Oh shit.
I don't know what the fuck.
Suggestion: are they selling them because they suck at playing drums? Ooh, cut down. And the ad is still up, so we can call that motherfucker. Here we go. It's good to hear from you, Zach. So Zach's not going to be around tomorrow. He's got a big.
I think I will.
You sent me a thing. It's 6 a.m.
I might be around at like 8, but that would be in like 40 minutes.
This is Melissa.
Yeah,
Melissa, you said you got a Yamaha drums or Yamaha? I don't understand.
I don't have any drums. I sold them.
Motherfucker, you.
God damn it.
You fucking bitch.
I want my.
Excuse me?
Who wanted those fucking drums, you bitch?
Excuse me?
You heard me, motherfuck.
Fucking bitch.
Excuse me? You said what now?
I said fucking bitch. We wanted those fucking drums, fucking
you
asshole
what
bitch.
What now, you stupid cunt? Where are the drums?
What? Do what now?
Who the fuck is Cassie?
Say what?
I would imagine she went and got her man on the phone.
Say what now?
I say what, dude? Nah, are you wanting to buy the drums? I'll tell you for her to come get them.
Yeah, all right, motherfucker. How big a boy are you?
Well, you want to come pick up the drums?
Yeah, I'll come pick them up, the drums, and I'll pick you up and throw you across the border like a refrigerator.
Dude, burn!
You got it, boy.
I'll play your wife's bum like a drum.
Look
with
at us.
My fate.
Maybe you can't do math, but there's three of us and one of you.
Well, come get them.
All right, motherfucker, we're coming.
We're coming.
Fine. All right. Fine.
Woo! Threats on the air.
I'm sitting here. I don't see you pulling in.
Well, it's going to take a while for us to get there, obviously.
We got to put on our shit-kicking boots, tie some do-rags on our head, get in the truck. It's going to take a minute there.
Listen, how about we meet at the Walmart?
Why don't you just come to my house?
No, I ain't coming there. We need neutral ground.
Because you got your pistol. You'll hide in there with your pistol.
Yeah, you got your weapons. You got your sap points you already set up and barriers and all that. We go to a neutral location.
You can meet at Heathrow International Airport. That's a neutral location.
Nah, the Walmart up the road.
they think they're real tough, Melissa. They don't know who they're fucking with.
Yeah, fuck Melissa.
Yeah, you.
Melissa's a bitch.
Yeah, you show up to your stupid mama, cunt.
Hey, don't say bitch mama to me, motherfucker, you.
Fuck your mama. That's what I said.
Dun, dun, dun.
That woman is a saint, sir.
Your mama's a skank?
Oh.
A saint. No,
dude. Ooh, you're making me so angry.
You ain't gonna do shit.
I'm gonna get to the Walmart and kick your ass.
You're going to take your brother's ass. Is that what you said?
I would like to tongue kiss you.
You would? You sound like a real queer. That's what you sound like.
Yes. I would like to service you in your genital area with my mouth and my anus.
Yeah. Well, do that to your mama.
No. I want your cock, sir. Are you down? Are you scared?
No, I'm sitting here in my yard waiting for you to pull in.
You ain't sitting, you're standing. I can see you.
Well, come on in here then.
and you'll do the makeout party with me.
We're going to dance, I promise you that.
Ooh, are we going to do some horizontal dancing?
Let's do the rumba.
How about the labata, the forbidden dance?
Let's do sex.
We'll do... We'll do some 80s goth dancing and just like wave our arms around.
Do it right now.
Do you like to twirl your pee-pee?
Call the sheriff's office.
Oh, no. Come on. No.
Nice.
No. Come on, no.
Please. This man can't handle his own shit. He calls the pigs.
Please, no. Don't call police, please.
Coward.
Yeah, your mama's a coward.
No, please. My mom's going to find out. My mom's going to find out. We're going to get in trouble. Please don't.
I'm waiting for you to pull in.
We're just kids in high school.
Wait, are you calling the police, or do you still want to have the makeout party with me?
No, they're on their way.
What did you call them from?
We have more than one number.
And what did you say to the police, sir?
Well, I'm actually going
to your cunt of a wife talk to
him when I get here.
And she said, "I'm willing to blow all you pigs. Come on over, boys."
Your mama did?
Your mom. Your daughter, or whatever you're fucking in that house.
You know, you talk a lot of shit for somebody who's scared to pull in my drive.
You're someone scared to go to the Walmart.
No.
And you're the coward. You called the police, faggot.
So.
Yes.
Yeah, make sure you call don't call 911. Call the non-emergency line. Don't tie up their services, please.
You get the phone number. Okay.
Come on, let's just go to Walmart's and figure this out. Shake hands. You and Matt can do tongue kissing.
Yes.
And me and your wife can just watch. That's what we're just going to watch.
Can we get the number of who bought the drums so we can get those drums? We just want the goddamn drums.
I can go as high as 350.
I will go 275.
Well, I got 350 right here.
I will go 357.
God damn it.
Breaking the bank. Hello, sir.
Sir.
Hello. He was very angry, wasn't he?
He's still on.
Oh.
He got upset, though.
He said some very mean things about my mama.
Don't get mad like that, sir. You don't have to bring up mama, you know?
You know?
You don't have to bring up your mama.
Yeah.
He's being a bad egg.
Lyndon Johnson is a bad egg.
Yeah, there is a set of rules to this, you know? An untold kind of thing, and you
the
don't want
underwritten rules of the road.
Exactly. Exactly. And you don't want to just be saying your mama this, your mama that. That's horrible, because mom, you know, the mama is the same to anybody. Your mama, my mama, Matt's mama.
I liked it when the black woman who bought the iPad mirror called Brad's mama.
Yo mama. Sir Nunu wants to call some of those illegal worker peoples that I got.
Yo.
You got some guided duck and geese hunts services?
Yeah.
Quack, quack.
Can you describe to me how you do the goose hunting?
Who am I speaking with?
It sounds like Kissel.
My name's Kissel.
We got a lot of wild geese. They're all over the place. They're all in my bedroom. We need them hunted.
Watch this.
Sorry, what kind of setup do you have there for goose and geese hunting?
The only thing that we do is specklebelly hunting. We don't do snow goose or anything like that.
All right, so we can shoot them? With our shotguns or what? What can we use? Can we use archery?
No, I mean, you can. I don't know how effective you'll be.
All right.
How about a slingshot?
I've got a group of 50 archers where I'll come down, and what I do is I stand up with I put a stick up in the air, and I go, draw, and everyone draws up, and I go, let loose, and I put my hand down real fast, and they all go,
it's rain hell, boys.
Yeah. And we usually get the duck in the first volley. If the first volley doesn't work, he usually panics. But that's only 25 shots to come in the first volley. The people in front, they then kneel and start getting ready to reload while the guys behind them get ready to make loose. And then Matt over there goes, let loose. Second volley goes up. And at that point, there's a 9 in 10 chance that we've caught the duck or goose. If not, then we lose them. Some of our better archers will try to take some direct strikes, but it's really hard to target and shoot from distance once the duck gets too hard, too high, you know?
We could bring the horses on this one, maybe.
Yeah, but we can do a whole encirclement also. We've got some frogmen. Is there a lake there?
I have my homemade flamethrower. Can I use that? Can I just go like...
the goose.
You can eat it right there. We don't use our any cutlery. We just use our hands. We're not fancy.
Like real men, I got pissed.
Okay, guys. I'm gonna go now. It was been fun. Brief and fun.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, I'm going to hang up at all. The Duck Band, do you have anything else? Can we come down? Will you go out in the middle of the woods like Brokeback Mountain with us? All right, I'm going to hang up on you. All right, and previous guy, are you still there listening? Yamaha Drums, are you? Did you get what you needed from us? Can I hang up now? There you go. What's up? Come on, I know you were listening. You just moved the thing. All right, bye. Come on, I hear you. Come on, say, what happened? I'm sorry that I called, okay? I won't call again. I won't call like that again, okay? I promise. No more calling. All right? Hello? All right, whatever. I'm a man of my word, though. Matt, are you still here? Matt? Yeah, he's there in the background. He's doing something. I heard the toilet again. Matt really probably has colitis, I think. Phil Dirt wanted. Phil Dirt. They want Phil Dirt. Our suggestion is that we don't have any dirt. However, we have plenty of cum. Great. Thank you for that. I gotta stop reading these just blindly.
Yellow, yellow, yellow.
Doing blind reads of the suggestions sometimes are a little embarrassing.
Why?
Listen, for Phil Dirt Wanted, the suggestion is you don't have any dirt, however, you have plenty of cum.
That's rich. You should just say that.
Yeah, actually, this is Parkman who sends these. These are fun. I do like that. It's always a backup. Yeah, hi, you got Phil Dirt Wanted?
I'm sorry, say that again.
What kind of dirt you looking for?
Just Phil Dirt.
You want brown dirt, white dirt, gray dirt, yellow dirt? What kind are you looking for?
Brown dirt.
Want some brown dirt? All right, you need me to put it down where? How many loads you want?
How many yards do you haul at a load?
We got a fleet of 30 vehicles. We can do 30 fucking loads, big-ass loads, wherever you want.
Okay. Do you haul it for free?
Hell yeah, we haul it for free, man. We've been hauling for free for 42 years.
Man, you're doing good.
Fuck yeah. So, where would you like us to drop the load?
Well, just this side of hell would be a good place to put it.
Hey, boy, don't you be bringing up devil in the hell and all that shit, motherfucker. You, what's the problem now?
Yeah, I hear you.
What's the problem now with you?
Can I do the suggestion on him?
Yeah. I'll try him.
You want to fill dirt? I don't have any dirt, but I do have cum.
Let me reset that caller ID to something different just to kind of, you know...
fucking rich. New news, just saying. Tell Carlos to check PM, please.
What do you think he's got? He gets a little agitated, doesn't he? Here you go, Matt. Here's your call.
Okay.
Let me look at that.
Hello?
Hey, you the guy that wants some fill dirt?
Oh, I've been wanting fill dirt, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have any dirt, but I do have some cum. Zing!
You know that hang-up sound that me and Brad have? It has so much character to it when it hangs up. It's like, doot! Like, it just...
Yeah.
You feel a hang-up when that motherfucker goes off like that, you know? So, do you know what this illegal worker call thing is?
And there are those about? People that get so mad.
Oh, yeah.
They scream. Like, just, yeah, you know, you got some illegal workers.
All right,
ooh,
let's,
my lady's on the line.
All right, so, oh, hey, lady, woman.
Maybe she'll want to come on the show.
I'm looking to see if there's a video report on this, not just a, you know, something that can play video-wise that maybe will bring everyone what? Up to speed here. Here we go, a video, I think. No, that's not a video. Thanks a lot, Google, bitch.
Google.
Fucking bitch.
Google this. Watch this. I like the volley of arrows.
Can you imagine some people like, yeah, we hunt.
big group of 50. Let loose! This fits in the poor duck like...
Aflac.
Second volley comes in. Like you completely cover like the area with like arrows and shit, like a battle happens.
Dum, 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 dum.
You kill a bunch of animals and a bunch of squirrels. Like who knows what you fucking kill?
And I said you had frogmen.
Yeah. Oh, I had a whole thing coming with the ducks and the frogmen. I didn't get to. It involved depth charges and shit, but because I said that as long as they were underwater, they're not susceptible to laws about explosives. Technically, it just has to do with land, right? You can blow up whatever the fuck you want underwater, motherfucker.
Can you?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I was going to come up.
Okay.
I don't know. I doubt it, but I was just going to be stupid.
Yeah.
Man. I'm Carlito.
I just like the phrase frogman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was going there. I didn't get to it.
What was the movie they were talking about? Frogman. Some comedy movies.
Filder, probably. All right, so these people have illegal workers or something.
They're very high-strung Indians or Pakis or something. If it's the one that I usually call, I think he probably gave you that one. I've been calling this fucker for weeks.
So if you wear poppies, and that's once a year that they wear poppies for the veterans, is that what happens?
Yeah. My grandpa was always pretty big about buying the poppies from the guys on the street. Put them in his big old cool Lincoln Town Car on the like little flappy mirrors.
Nice.
Oh, there's not picking up, huh?
No. You know, you never talk about your father, and I've never brought it up.
Huh?
I thought that was your dad in the back. I was like, is that Matt's dad? Like, I don't know if like did Matt meet see his dad? I don't know if you have. I mean, I know you do.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen him since it was. 13 or something, though? Yeah, it's my grandpa.
They're not answering, Nunu.
Yeah, Nunu, way to go. You're batting zero. Can I drag numbers over here and you can
get them? Yeah, I can get it from the chat.
Oh, okay.
You can do everything. Yeah, I'm just, the dialing is off. Yeah. Just remember that when you hear the doot-doot, they've picked up.
I'm supposed
to be able to set up a sound, like, when they pick up, like, a real quick, like, beep or something, so everyone knows to be quiet, but it doesn't seem to work for me, and I really wish that would make everything perfect for me, having others on, because everyone knows, okay, be quiet when you hear that noise.
Yeah, that's the one thing that's nice about Skype, is that you can see when they pick up.
Yes, well, yeah, you can't see, unfortunately, because I'm looking, yeah, but it's all right, don't worry, like, we work on it.
Yeah, yeah. I think this is one of, well, I know it's one of them, but I have two numbers, so.
And what are they? Any suggestions?
I own some kebab house or some shit, or I don't know.
Let's do it.
Whoa.
That's fine, I got it.
Hello. Your call cannot be taken at the moment, so...
Okay, here's another one.
We're trying that one for a while.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Yes, can please.
Would like to make an order, please?
Pardon?
Would like to make an order?
You want to make an order?
Yes.
I can't hear you properly. Can you phone me back again?
I want to make an order.
Take away.
Yeah, what would you like, please?
Okay, one chicken biryani.
Yeah,
sick. Motherfucker, hurry up. Son of a bitch.
What?
Foul.
No, not you. No, not you, no. I'm sorry, not you.
Who
are you who calls on the beach?
It's the person over here that tried to kick my car just a minute ago. He was kicking stuff around. They're kicking a ball. And he went to kick my car. He thought I wasn't watching. He went to kick my car. I call him son of a bitch. Can you believe that people do that? Oh, my God. This place is getting disgusting. It used to be so nice here. Now, like, there's people trying to kick, kicking soccer, what is it called, football?
All the illegal workers.
Yeah, kicking fucking the balls. Anyway, can you take my order?
that wasn't my guy.
I thought I had him.
Yeah.
I thought I got him out of that. Damn. But he did not like Son of a Bitch.
Who do you call Son of a Bitch?
What? What did you say? What do you say, Son of a Bitch?
The guy that...
Busy now. Yeah, Son of a Bitch, you? You're the Son of a Bitch now. Motherfucker. Okay.
Oh, what, did he pick up?
Yeah, he said he's busy now. Whatever. Leave him alone. Oh, leave him be. Okay. Leave him alone.
Yeah. Sorry, Nunu.
That was funny. I got one more. That was a good...
It's all busy now. Please try to call again later.
Has there been a national tragedy?
No, no. It's because of the way I copied it.
Oh.
It has to be in a certain kind of setup. It's hard to explain.
Oh, but like I was saying, this 420 narc guy has been calling me like crazy.
All circuits are busy now. Please try your...
Is that number right? The one you copy pasted, the last one here that you tried to add?
Oh, I think I don't. It's the one I always call, but yeah, it's something. I mean, I just have it saved as like illegal workers, you know.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, you sent me the same number twice, I think. I don't know.
Oh, dang it.
973. Oh, all right, the one that ends in 876 isn't working for me. That sucks. I want to call more people like that. Shit. It's all right. It's all good.
I can't remember what happens.
Don't worry, man. It happens.
I have an Indian joint. Indian FBI. Here's Indian joint. I don't know what that is. If I saved it, they... oh, no, that's just you doing shit.
No, we're good. This is an Indian joint? Okay, let's do it.
I know, that's all I have it saved.
It's a hell up in heart. I just had to quick format it a little bit real quick before...
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do. It's the way it copies from Skype. It adds a bunch of shit.
Get up, India.
Hello. Hello? Can I make an order, please?
You want to make an order?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
One CTM.
One chicken tikka masala, okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, spicy, heavy spicy.
So, how spicy do you want, sir?
Indian spicy.
Indian is spicy.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any kofta?
Yeah.
Okay, one kofta.
Kofta.
Lamb?
Oh, lamb. I don't have a lamb kofta, sir. How spicy you want?
Mild.
So I have only Malay kofta, okay?
Okay, and then one sister?
Hello?
Yeah, one terabandi. Terabandi.
My friend?
Yeah.
So, if you call again, if you call like this again...
You give me your sister to fuck if I call again. Oh, yeah. Sister, bancho. I'm gonna bancho. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on. Come on, you owl.
Hoot.
He's hanging in there. Stand by.
Hoot.
Hoot, hoot.
Hoot.
He's hanging in there. Let's put a little dial tone just in case. Nope, there. He killed it there. Shit, motherfucker. All right, let's call him back.
Oh, Ida's calling.
Uh-oh.
Can she come on the show?
Yeah, of course Ida can. Okay. Yeah,
I'll drag it.
Of course. Well, not to self. Got to find, see if there's a way for me to get my SIP client to make a noise when they pick up. Yeah, I'd like to make an order, please.
Pick up or delivery?
For a pickup.
What do you like, sir?
One sister.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. One mother.
But your mother should give me your sister and mother here now.
Okay, and we fuck.
Okay,
I give you mine. Right, you give me yours. Okay.
My mother
Chris
sister
Cross.
Will die. Give
Chris
me your
Cross.
Mother sister. And
that's good. I fuck her still. Bring her.
But you have till midnight to help.
Ah, banchod.
Crisscross.
Hey, Ida, Jamaican, Ida. Yeah.
What's up, baby?
Yep. Yep. Ida. Yep. 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 We got this weird hep clap we're doing. Alright, well, she's working on it. She's probably doing her makeup. And that's fine.
Hey, babe. I don't know. Where I'm in here. Look at me.
Alright. We got women / teen silver Suki jeans. Suki. $48. They got a big S on the ass. They've been worn twice. Call, text Teresa if interested. All right, let's call.
Tell her about the pants. You've been wearing them. I hope you haven't washed them. I want them.
Hang on, I'm having my copy-paste problem.
Wear them on my head. Smell that crotch.
This is gonna be a minute, guys. So stand by, listen to Puff Daddy.
And hep.
Do the hep.
Hep. Attempt to murder me like Tommy Gibbs. Ida, where are you, baby? Niggas threw
me to the floor. Did she want? That. Did she want to be on, or did you just have her on?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't tell him. So. Baby, you here?
She's working on her mic. It's all right. Okay. She'll be there. I'm sure. She better. Let's see if this works.
What is old Puff Daddy up to lately?
I don't know. That's a good question. He doesn't. I think he just mans that company. Bad Boy's like really big now, and his clothing lines and all that shit.
Shit, you rock some Sean John clothes.
I haven't heard much about Sean John lately either. He has a lot of money.
Yeah, you rock some Carl Kanai's, don't you?
Me?
No.
Yeah, some Carl Kanai big jeans.
I don't like Sean John's. I had one Sean John shirt because it came in big sizes. I was like, yeah, big man, Sean John. I get it over at the TJ Maxx. Your call has been forwarded to an automatic
system.
For real, I would. That's what I would do. I was like, all right, Sean John, yeah. Like, I'd be like, if I was going to go to a concert, I'd be like, all right, I'm going to go to, not TJ Maxx. What's the other one?
Marshall's?
No.
Filene's Basement?
No. Fuck is it? Ross. That's it. Ross. Speaking of Cross, right?
They don't have Ross's. Ross Cross. Yeah. They don't have Ross's here.
Yeah. But that's right. Go be like, all right, yeah, I got a concert. I'm going to stop. After work, I'd stop and look for a discount Sean John shirt. You know?
And what kind of concert would you be going to in that flag gear?
I don't know, man.
I think you're just making shit up.
No, I did. No, because I saw... Not Rolling Stones. What the fuck? AC/DC. Saw them. Saw Cheech and Chong. Think about the most recent ones. I saw Lewis Black do comedy. Saw Joe Rogan do comedy. Saw the Howard Stern guys. They came out a few times. Saw them. Local radio station would have events, like these concert events for their show.
See Rogan with Joey Diaz and Duncan?
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's who I saw him with here.
Oh, okay.
It's fucking amazing. Joey Diaz is so fucking funny.
Yeah. I saw the Dre, the 2000... He had a tour in 2001. It was Dre, Cube, Eminem... It was really dope.
Aftermath tour or whatever.
I think it was after the Aftermath tour. It was after like the Chronic 2000. No, the Chronic 2 came out. It was after that. Like a year after that, they toured, and it was cool because Ice Cube came out in the middle of it and stuff.
Yeah. I went to a cool ass Smoke and Grooves tour with like Cypress Hill.
Yep.
Doing it.
Yeah.
That was awesome. And then I went with a bunch of buddies to IHOP afterwards. And I went with, like, all black people.
Mm-hmm.
And the workers of the IHOP, like, set us all in the front. And they're, you know, me and, like, 15 guys. And they stood and, like, watched us.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Weird.
You know, and there was lots of arguments. Like, look, we ain't gonna fucking steal. What the fuck you doing? And they're, like, it was getting hectic.
Yeah. Yeah, you just get singled out for... This is a punching bag, by the way.
A wife? Sing!
Hello?
Yeah, hey, you got a 75-pound punching bag?
Yeah.
Wow, you got a pretty thin wife. 75 pounds on her? How tall is it?
I gotta get another, bro.
Oh, that's not funny to say, guys. That's not right. He's like, my goodness, that man is talking about beating his wife. My God. Call the police. Call the non-emergency line for the police. Hurry. We'll have to trace it. Dial *6, whatever. Dial *79. Looking for a PA system. Some guy is looking for a PA system in Arkansas. Okay.
Hello.
Hi, hello.
Yellow.
Yay for beer. All right, we got someone looking for a PA system. Yay.
Watch this. This is Kissel.
Watch this.
Ida does a pretty good watch this.
Hello.
She's not talking.
Yeah. Hello.
What you doing, babe?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're looking for a PA system?
Yeah, man, I have been.
Yeah, I'm using one right now. You can hear how good this motherfucker is, huh?
Yeah, it ain't too bad, buddy.
Yeah. All right. So, what do you need it for? Church? What is it for?
No.
What?
I just need it for my home.
I use it to yell at my wife.
Yeah. What are you wanting for it, brother? What is?
$50.
Huh?
$50.
Hey, man, I can't hardly hear you, brother.
All right. All right, I turned it off now. I'm sorry. I'm off. I was trying to show off the PA system for you so you could see how good it was.
Well, what kind is it?
It's a Cross brand.
A Cross?
Cross, yeah.
Not familiar with it.
It's from Germany. This guy was driving a white van, and he's like, hey, I got these speaker system that the guy didn't want. You want it cheap, or the boss is going to have to do something with it. And I bought him cheap. The back of a white van. Yeah.
PA means public address system.
Yeah. So I use it to yell at the wife, though. I set it up here and I yelled, like, when I get mad at my wife, the judge said I can't yell. And I was like, okay, I'll show you, motherfucker. So I got a PA system, so I don't yell, but I turn that PA system up, and I just tell her everything nice and calm that I hate about her.
Yeah.
Well, oh, it works. I get around it. But now they said the sheriff came down and said I can't be doing that, disturbing the peace, so they got
to
sell it.
I don't mean to cut you off, brother. I drive a big truck.
Yeah.
And I'm up here in Ohio right now. I'll have to.
Hey, do you ever get them? Do you ever get them lot? Yeah. Do you ever get them lot lizards?
Not hardly.
They'll suck your
Not
dick.
Not anymore.
You used to?
Oh. Well, like I said, we all did back 20 years ago.
Oh wow. So what do you do first? Do you have them show you them your tits, their tits first, so you make sure they're not a cop?
I ain't even gonna go there, brother.
Oh come on, tell me how you do it, because I'm trying to get into the game.
Them motherfuckers, they'll beat the paint off your door if you're someplace like Ontario, California.
Really? They'll beat you up?
No, they'll beat the paint off your door trying to get in your truck.
Oh, but what do you do first? Like you say, show me your tits so I know you're not a cop? Like, what do you do?
No, you can always tell the ones from that ain't that are cops and the ones that ain't. That's in a hard spot.
Oh, and can you...
Cops are better dressed.
But you can... Do they just, like, jerk you off in the cab? Do you fuck them in the back? Like, what do you do?
Dude, I ain't got time to
even
go there.
Come on, it's hot, man. It's hot. I really like. I jerk off thinking about doing it. That's why I want to do it.
Hey, listen, I'll holler at you later, man.
All right, I'll talk to you.
God bless. he was all right. They'll beat your doors off the truck
trying to get at you.
Man, back about 20 years ago, where all the guys were doing that shit.
He's like, yeah, I'll admit it. I did it. I got them bitches. God damn.
I like the way you got around the restraining order or whatever. You can't yell.
everything
I can't yell, all right.
Everything I hate about her, I say it. God damn. What did I bring up? I brought up something in the middle of that I was like, I could play the video of that. What did I bring up? Shit. Nah, I don't remember.
German man, German cross system, white truck.
PA, white truck. I don't remember. Lot lizards. No, I don't remember. There was something I was like, oh yeah, I should play this since I brought it up. Anyone have an idea what it might have been? And look at the chat room. Cross. No, not Ross.
Cross.
Cross by Ross is Parkman. It's all. Yeah, I don't remember. I'll remember when I edit this. Probably, which I'm getting ready to. Actually, yeah, it's 3:00. I'm done. I'm out of here. I got to eat some lunch. I got to go to the pharmacy.
Cool.
Thank you, Matt, for being on.
Yeah,
thank you, Ida,
fun,
for
man.
Being on. It was good talking to you.
Wish I would have been around earlier.
Yeah.
I
know it. All right.
Cool.
Thanks, Matt. All
right, buddy.
Take it easy. Hep. That was fun. We're hepping and all that stuff. All right. So I'll probably be on next weekend. I'm Carlito. Prankcallnation.com. is the website for the network. There's a show every night, just about. Tonight is Monday night, so we would expect Mr. Macron to go on.
Although he went on twice last week, I think he might still do a show tonight. Who knows? He's crazy. He's really into doing shows. Like all of us are when we first start. We get real excited and we plan our music, you know. It's really cute. He plays his little music here and there and gets it all ready and plays the appropriate intro and the song that describes how he feels inside his heart. Yeah, we all do that. I still do that sometimes. It's fun to do, man. It's really fun. Okay, yeah, so that's it. I'll be back another day. Well, no, hey. Hang on, I wanted to call back. This is someone that I had called, I want to say like a year ago, for a ping pong table. And came to notice that their ad was like reactivated. They're trying to sell the ping pong table, and it was probably last year spring, I think. So almost like going on a year and a half now. But I had it marked and it came up.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 5.
Now I gotta get, well, at least one call to answer now that I said this. A dozer. I don't know if it's a dozer for sale or for driving. Let's check the ad real quick. It's a big-ass dozer. A 2000 Daewoo dozer. New undercarriage runs, works great, waiting on weather to finish paint in one roller. Whatever, shut up. It's a big motherfucker. Let's try to get one more call here before we kick out of here.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, you got that dozer.
Yeah.
Yeah, how much can that thing plow through? Like, can I go through, like, a side of a house with it?
Odd question, but I would imagine. Which one are you talking about?
The Daewoo? Is that how you say that? Is it Daewoo or Daewoo? I don't know.
Daewoo.
Daewoo. What's that, Korean?
I'll take your word for it. I think so, yeah.
Mother piece of shit, right? So it's pretty strong, though. I can probably go through, like, the corner of a house.
Yeah, you could probably go over top of the house if you wanted to. That's a pretty good-sized dozer.
Good.
Unless you're talking about the White House.
No. My house, my wife. I caught her cheating on me, so I'm gonna bulldoze right through the room where she fucked this guy. And she's going to come home and be like, what happened? I'm going to say, you fucked some dude in our bed in our room. Now you need to clean it up and rebuild the new room.
Sounds fun, but I think I'm out on that one. It needs to have the computer reprogrammed right now.
I can do that. I have a laptop computer. I go in there and I touch the parts and the button on it.
Okay, yeah, because I don't know how to fucking do it. The dealer's in Little Rock.
Oh, fuck Little Rock, too, man. Fuck those motherfuckers there. No, I know how to do it. I used to work on these motherfuckers all the time.
Yeah, finding people that knows how to work on them is kind of few and far between. I put all new tracks, undercarriage, rollers,
it looks
fucking
good.
Hoses.
You've done a good job. You said you have to finish the paint. The paint looks great right now as it is. I'll tell you what.
When I was painting the tracks, one of the control hoses blew.
Oh.
And that threw the computer into a fucking don't know what day it is mode.
Oh, well.
And I put the new hoses on it and put hydraulic fluid in it. Now it comes up error.
Did you change up the CMOS? It's just the CMOS. That's easy to fix. You know where the CMOS?
For you it might be. I haven't got a fucking clue.
Well, I can tell you what to do, motherfucker. You just go into the CMOS. You just put it on the off position, turn it on, turn it off, put it back on the on position, turn it on, problem solved. I do this all the time. I do it all the time. I did the support for these motherfuckers all the time. They're good. As long when they're working good, they're working good. But when one little motherfucker goes down, like what you did, you're just trying to paint it, and you one little thing, and it throws that thing into that to that whole loop, that error loop bullshit.
Yep.
Oh
yep.
Fuck! No, I'm telling you right now. Well, you're right there. I'll tell it'll fix it in 2 minutes.
No, I'm up at the house right now. I just came up here.
God damn it.
Where are you at?
Well, listen, for a 2000, man, I'll tell you what, the paint looks good as a motherfucker on this thing. Looking at these pictures.
I started fucking with it, but
fuck
the main
yeah.
thing is, when I bought it, the undercarriage was fucking shot.
Ah.
So it's got everything underneath that's brand new.
Yeah.
Right now, the last straw would be when I get the fucking computer reset
I'm going to take off the two tilt cylinders because they leak a little bit and have them redone, and then I'll finish painting it and fucking with it.
Yeah, so, what, brother, when you're done with that, then I'll buy it. You know, I'll give you a, you know, you figure out how much it all is. But I got to tell you what, the chair got to go. Chair's got to go. I'll pick up one of those motherfuckers up real easy and get an aftermarket chair and that. That's a piece of shit.
Oh, yeah, that's not no big deal.
Oh, that you can get those. I got like two or three chairs in the backyard right now I can put on that motherfucker right now. It'll be fine. So that's fine. And the paint, you're going to get the paint right there in the cabin area?
It's everything. I got everything to do it with. I just ain't fucked with it. I got six of them, and that there is not on top of the list of things to do.
God damn. All right. Well, how long do you think it's going to take you to restore fully? I'll make you an offer. You know, I'll put you a down payment up front, you know, to help you pay for whatever you're going to get.
All I can say is the same thing that the guy came yesterday and looked at it. He's talked to the dealer, and he's going to try to get them to come out and fix it. I said, you make me a fucking offer, you can buy it there it is, where it is, and have them fix it, because I was driving it and put it right there.
God damn it. Well, whatever the offer is, I'll give you an extra $500 on top.
Well, he offered me $14 for it, the way it's set.
I'll give you two.
You'll give me what?
I'll give you $2,000, two stacks.
For that dozer?
Yeah.
Not in this lifetime.
You said $4,000.
$14.
Oh, 14. Oh, I'll give you 20, I'm saying. 20,000. I'm sorry, I got my numbers wrong in my head.
You bring your cash and you can have it for 15.
I'll get it to you for 20.
Bring me the 20. I don't care. I'll take it.
Cash money. All right, she said 15? All right, you got it, yep. Motherfucker. I'm coming down. When can I come down?
You can come down anytime you want. Where are you at?
I'm in Rogersville.
Where the hell is that at?
You know where Horse Machine Ranch is?
No.
It's a brand new area called Horse Machine Ranch. Horse Machine
Somewhere
Ranch.
Somewhere in Arkansas?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Horse Machine.
Never heard of it, man.
Yeah, well, I'm coming down there right outside of Little Rock. Horse Machine Ranch. I got 45 acres. I got to fucking mow the fuck out of this motherfucker. I'm going to knock down every single tree, every single
it's
fucking
It's about the same size as a D5.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm going to mow down every single tree on my property.
I bought it from a guy to fuck because I got a side of a mountain I was going to clear.
Yeah.
And now the guy wants to buy the fucking property, so I ain't got to really do that. So if somebody wants it, there it is.
Fuck yeah. Fuck that. Did you suck that guy's dick? Did you tell him you suck his dick?
No.
Try that.
No dick sucking. You might be, but I'm not.
Yeah, well, you tell him, hey, I'll suck your dick if you don't buy it out. And then you bite him real hard on his dick.
I'm good.
Yeah, you bite him. You got him there, man. You got his dick in your mouth. You got him there. You bite him, and you put a gun up to his head. Say, you motherfucker, you ain't buying shit, motherfucker. And you get him to kneel, and he's all,
anyways, if you got the money, just bring it and pay me.
All right, motherfucker. All right, I'll do that. And I'll take care of that. You don't want him to buy your property, I'll take care of him, too.
I'm not worried about it. I can take care of myself quite well.
All right, bitch. All right, bitch. Well, I'll be down there when? Tonight. 8 p.m.
All right. Seeing's believing.
All right, asshole. I'll see you. Bye. All right, now I'm done. I got some good calls to put on the prank call of the week on YouTube this week. I'm excited about that. Prank calls of the week. Yeah, baby bitch. Be sure to check that out on YouTube. This will be episode 7 of Prank Calls of the Week. And I'm real excited about this one. I might edit this motherfucker tonight, motherfucker. Yeah. See if I can get the wife to go to the pharmacy after work. Maybe not. She's going to be tired. She'll complain about it. You know how women are. Fuckers. Anyway, so I'll probably be back next Sunday. Hey, and also, all the hosts, if you're listening, tuned in right now, we need to have a host meeting because we have to plan Pranksgiving. Because I think we've got 3 weeks until Pranksgiving. We need to get our ducks in a row. I know that Brad, RBCP, he won't be able to host a show. He's not going to be at home. He's going to be traveling on the road Thanksgiving, visiting family. He probably will be able to. He said he'll make an effort to join in one or two shows if he can here and there, maybe, or one. I'm not putting boxing in to do two. But he'll try to call and make an appearance to help out on the show, which is great. But we got plenty of hosts. You should be able to cover it. You got me, Dwight. You got me, Carlito. I got those days off of work. Made sure I had them off. We're good there. Jayad, of course, is real excited. He has big plans for Pranksgiving. We got to get this all in a row. But everyone, start spreading the word. Pranksgiving 2015. We're going to do 24 hours straight of prank calls with all your favorite prank call hosts. Maybe we'll invite some other people to host a show if we have some openings open, like Mr. Dialer and stuff. And if Dialer, if you're listening, or if anyone has a line in the Dialer, are you back doing shows or not? Do you want to be on PCN? I don't know. I try to communicate with him. He doesn't respond to me. But he pulled down all his stuff that he used to have. I don't know if he wants to be down with PCN or just do his own thing. Just let me know. We still have a door open for him, of course. But he was really funny when he did the first Pranksgiving. He was the first guy after me. Second show to take over was really good. So anyone like that, you know, if you know anyone you think might be willing to join in or something, spread the word, okay? Okay, bye.